Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red Hot Comic Book Movie News. Shooting up your
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Chip Mason.
James, what are we even going to talk about this week? Because, I mean, what's happened in the world of movies and TV shows and video games and comic books this week?
Nothing.
I'll just leave.
Mason.
Yes, I'm going out the door. I'm putting my hat on.
Yeah, leave.
My scarf, my hat and my scarf.
I'm trying to say you should go.
Well, stop talking then so I can leave. I put on my greatcoat and my gloves my spats.
It is for
my walking stick. I put my walking stick. I'm twirling it. My signature twirl before I leave.
Is it? It's fedora weather, isn't it?
It's definitely fedora weather. Yeah. If now's your chance, folks. If you're in the Southern Hemisphere and you're like, I've always wanted to be a fedora guy, but there's, you know what? If you're doing it in the summer, you've made a mistake.
Yeah. What are you up to?
Because people will be like, you're a weirdo wearing a costume. But if now you put that fedora on,
you're revolutionary. People think you're Indiana Jones.
Exactly. Wear a big old brown leather jacket as well. Some slacks.
And New Balance.
Yeah, wear some New Balance. Put a backpack on. Put your backpack on and you'll be that guy. You'll be that guy, yeah.
So, of course, it is DC Fandome Week.
Oh, hang on a second. I'm putting my walking stick.
You can leave the hat on.
No, yeah. Well, hang on. I've just got to do my signature. I've arrived back in the room. Walking stick twirl. I'll put that down.
Very good.
Okay. Great coat off. Gloves off. Spats off. They got a little mushy out there because it's a little slushy out there.
Terrific stuff. So what are we up to this week? DC Fandome, obviously.
So in contrast to what I said, it's huge.
Huge news. There are time codes in the description if people want to jump to a particular thing. There's a bunch of videos on my channel that are up or going up in relation to everything.
Yeah. There might be some spoilers, I guess, if you want to move around. But, I mean, we don't know anything really beyond what we saw in the videos and stuff and some rampant speculation on our part. But correct. If you're like, I don't want to think about the Suicide Squad or if I don't want to think about Gotham Knights, the game or whatever. Skip around it.
Skip around it, mate. But we also have some regular news, if you don't mind.
Regular news, please.
Don't mind if I do. This comes from Deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia Wilde is apparently going to helm a secret female-led Marvel film for Sony.
Yeah.
It's rumored to be Spider-Woman and Jessica Drew.
Well, that is a pretty good guess because what other female-led spider-based heroes do Sony own that are also Marvel-related?
Spider-Gwen,
that could be one.
Madam Web.
Could be that long-rumored Madam Web movie.
Aunt May
movie.
Also spy movie or whatever they were working on. So, yeah, there you go. It's rumored to be in conjunction with the MCU. That's one of the rumors as well.
Good.
I mean, they all sort of are, aren't they?
That's true, yeah.
So, I think Olivia Wilde's a great choice. She, of course, did Booksmart recently, which...
Oh, yeah, I like Booksmart a lot.
It wasn't, like, super well seen, but people liked it because it's good. Mm. So I think that she's a great choice. She would also make a great Jessica Drew as well.
She could do, yeah.
Yeah, but she's directing, so she can't. Nobody's ever done it. Only Mel Gibson has done it for Braveheart. Only he could pull it off. No, there's never been another...
Lethal Weapon 5, which he made in his basement.
No, it's not with Richard Donner. How old is Richard Donner? I think I say this every week, and he's like, he's 97. And I'm like...
It's time for our famous segment, How Old is Richard Donner?
He is 90 years old.
Wow.
Is he going to come back? We've talked about this before. I think he wants to.
Hollywood.
Yeah. To do another Lethal Weapon.
Maybe, yeah.
Whatever. Doesn't this matter at this point? Doesn't matter at this point.
Superman 2 again.
He got his chance, didn't he? He got his own Snyder cut of
That's true, he did, yeah.
Of Superman 2. So Deadline of also reporting that J.C. Chandler, the mind behind Triple Frontier, will direct the Kraven movie, The Hunter. Apparently they're looking for a Joel Kinnaman type. But who?
There's no way of... Nah. But I love the idea that they're going to bring him in and then be like, do you know any, Joel, do you know anyone who's more like you than you are?
Joel, we need you to stand here. We're going to get people to shuffle in attendance.
What we're going to do is we're going to get you need you to stand against this wall and then we'll spray paint around you like a forensic sketch. Actually, we'll get you on the ground because that'll be easy. We'll get you on the ground. We're going to chalk around you. And then we're going to get other actors to come in and sit in the chalk outline.
That's right, yeah.
And see which ones vibe with us. Up.
I wonder if they could, if they wouldn't be able to get Joel Kinnaman anyway because he's locked into
DC exclusive, maybe.
Yeah, but that's entirely possible. They could get Anthony Mackie. He's a Joel Kinnaman type. Did you see the second season of
Altered Carbon? I saw the first couple of episodes and I'll get to the rest eventually.
Apparently it's not as good, I heard, but maybe it is.
Okay.
What do you think?
I like the idea of Altered Carbon in the universe. I feel like...
More than the actual execution? Or
yeah, I don't know. I feel like the last season it was very much like... It felt like a massive info dump, like at the end, because it was kind of a murder mystery. And it was like, it was that kind of thing where like Joel Kinnaman gathers all the suspects in a room together and is like,
four of them are the same person.
Exactly. And for like an hour, he's just like, and then what happened was this, but then I think you'll find the killer was that guy. And then they just all pounced on him and beat him up. Do you think Joel Kinnaman surely wouldn't have, he wouldn't have locked into, I must be Rick Flagg.
I think they do get locked into. Huh. I think they're like, you can't play other comic book characters. I think they're exceptions. Like,
There's a RoboCop clause, obviously.
Well, obviously, yeah. You can't do another RoboCop movie?
You can't do another RoboCop movie.
My brother messaged me the other day and he's like, I just watched RoboCop, the brother you don't like.
Yeah,
he's like, good movie. And I'm like, yeah, it is.
Yeah, sure, it is. Yeah.
He's like, which one should I watch? And I said, all of them. No, I said, just two. You could stop at two.
Oh, wait, which RoboCop did he watch?
The original.
Paul Verhoeven RoboCop. Okay, that, right. Yeah. I thought you were saying he was watching RoboCop Reboot.
No, as he reminded me, we saw that together apparently, which I did not remember. But there you go. That's
fantastic. What are we talking about? I've forgotten.
RoboCop.
No, we're talking about
the Kraven.
Kraven the Hunter. Okay, Joel Kinnaman.
Joel Manganiello would be good. We've mentioned that
Henry
before.
Henry Cavill would be good. But again, he's locked into the DC.
That's
true. Can only do a RoboCop movie.
I think Viggo Mortensen would be good if he was younger.
Yeah, right.
Oh, now.
I feel like you're but again, it's not a... You know, if you want someone big and beefy, I think, but everybody in Hollywood can get big and beefy.
Everyone can be big. Everyone can be beefy
if necessary. Yeah.
Yeah. The guy who plays Tarzan, he's a Joel Kinnaman type. What's his name? Alexander Skarsgård.
Right.
He's a Joel Kinnaman looking dude.
I guess but also I think it's kind of a vibe. You want a big vibe.
Yeah. Big
vibe. I feel like Alexander Skarsgård feels like a rangy kind of dude, you know?
Have you seen him in Tarzan?
Nope.
It's Cray.
Than the Hunter. maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe Nick Offerman, but you CGI the body.
I think, has that been mentioned?
Probably.
Maybe it's by us.
Yeah, probably.
I think Nick Offerman could get, but no, he's too like all American. You need like a strange foreign
land. Yeah, okay, right. Yeah. Maybe Viggo Mortensen would be a good one then.
I think he's too old.
Yeah, all right.
But, you know, there you go.
Uh-huh.
That's the world we live in.
Yes, it is. Yep.
What about this, Mason?
Go on.
I didn't ask you whether you'd seen it. So it's a big, big roll of the dice here. Okay. Death of the Nile got a trailer.
I've got that written down. Yeah, I have seen Death of the Nile trailer. Yeah. So
what
this
did
is
you
the,
think of Death of the Nile
This is the
trailer?
Follow-up to Murder on the Orient Express.
Yes.
Branagh directing again.
He's back.
Branagh starring again.
Oh, my God.
We've found
He's
someone.
He's a real Mel Gibson.
He put both hats on. looks really good. Looks glamorous, certainly. Yeah.
Yeah, certainly, yeah.
Mm. And all-star cast, Gal Gadot's in it.
A bunch of people are in it. I nearly wrote them down, but I'm like, I'll remember, but yeah. I don't remember.
Yeah, well, Gal Gadot obviously can't be Spider-Woman then because we've...
She's in Death and All.
Death and All, yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, she's got the RoboCop claw. She could be RoboCop.
Yeah, the face off.
RoboCop.
Lady RoboCop. But, this looks... I mean, I liked the other one, I think, enough. Mm-hmm. I think I liked the cast and the performances
more. I'm gonna rewatch it again this week.
I remember the reveal being like that I'd... Not that I'm smarter than Hercule Poirot, but I'd worked it out before
Belgian
he did.
Belgian bastard.
Yes. And I thought he'd also worked it out.
Uh-huh.
So when he eventually worked it out, I'm like, oh, I thought you'd already worked it out when I worked it out.
Uh-huh.
But he was on a different... I guess I'd seen more of the movie than him.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You'd seen all the... You'd seen all the behind the scenes. You'd seen all the scenes he wasn't in. So
that's
you
right,
knew, yeah.
And
you're a better detective than him.
That's also true, yeah. The one thing he's got
he's
on me.
He's just Belgium's greatest detective. Come on.
Get out of here. What's their population? Like 22 million? Let me Google that. I've been there. It's very nice.
Who else is it? Russell Brand is in it?
Russell Brand. 11.46 million.
Shh. do that in an afternoon.
Please.
Did you do the murder? And as far as I know, Belgians are very honest, and they'd just be like, yeah, I did do the murder. Sorry.
Actually.
They'd probably just show up at your house and be like, I just want you to know I did a murder. I'm sorry.
Police force. What do they even get paid over?
Who else is in this? Big stars.
Great question.
Big stars all day.
Death. I just want a list.
What's his face? Armie Hammer's in it.
He is in it.
Yeah.
Arnold Hammer.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got? Here we go.
We discussed and have we discussed the Armie Hammer, Armand Hammer situation?
He's part of the big empire or whatever, isn't he?
Well, yeah. So, but his grandfather, I think, owned the Armand Hammer Baking Soda Company, but he didn't found the Armand Hammer Baking Soda Company. He purchased it because so many people were like, that sounds like your name.
Oh, really?
And he was already rich and he's like, well, I better buy it then. That story's true. You'd think it wouldn't be true, but it is true.
My real last name is the Weekly Planet Podcast. Did you know that?
It's really great.
This was already a podcast before. I think somebody actually might have sent that to us. There was somebody who did this like 18 years ago or something like that. And maybe. It might exist on YouTube somewhere.
And their name's the Weekly Planet Podcast.
And you stole it, Mason.
Yeah, I did.
It was your idea.
Yeah, it sounds like something I'd do.
Letitia Wright.
Yep, great.
Who people would know as Shuri from Black Panthers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Jennifer Saunders.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got here? Armie Hammer, you mentioned Dawn French.
French and Saunders are back.
That's right.
The duo. My goodness.
Annette Bening.
Yes.
Good cast. So who do you think did it? I mean, we already know.
Do we? I mean, if we read Death in
the
Nile.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, I haven't read it, but have you read it?
I've never read it, no.
Yeah, we should read it.
Yeah, let's read it on air right now.
Yeah.
Let's get a PDF real quick.
You know who's a big fan of these movies?
Who?
Me. But no, Dave Warnocky.
He loves Book Sheet fame.
He loves the...
Which reminds me, if people didn't catch this last week, I was on Dave Warnocky's most recent two episodes of Book Cheat, where we talk about To Kill a Mockingbird with Beck Betratus. It's a couple of really fun episodes.
I was swallowing this. I wasn't pausing like in disgust. I was swallowing some kombucha in disgust.
And I was saying scandalous, surprising things in hope that you would spray that kombucha out of your mouth, but
That's right.
I never did it.
Yeah, great. So two episodes.
Yeah.
All done. You don't have to go back, do you?
No. Don't have to go back to that well of me knowing stuff about books.
Yeah, it's a great podcast. It is a good do. Please check it out if you can. So there you go, Death on the Nile, mm-hmm. if you don't mind.
Yes.
We're also getting a reboot of Planes, Trains and Automobiles penned by Brooklyn Nine-Nine's Aisha Carr.
Huh.
Will Smith and Kevin Hart. But I've written here, who's the prick and who's the annoying one? How do you play that? Because you'd think Kevin Hart would be the little annoying one.
Yeah, right,
like a
right.
John Candy-esque, like, loose unit. Will Smith's like, I'm a button-down dad. But yeah. Maybe not. Because Will Smith,
I think you're right.
Will Smith can be freewheeling.
Yeah, I guess.
Remember?
Not lately.
Yeah.
Now he's all Gemini Man. You know?
He's two Gemini men.
Yeah.
So one of them was freewheeling, wasn't it?
We could do it Ang Lee style. Kevin Hart's out. Kevin Hart's a different character in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Will Smith is both main characters.
Great.
Come on.
Are they clones or is it just like...
They
just look like each other. One's got glasses and a mustache.
Yeah, okay. They just look like each other. And they met by chance many years ago, and every scene in the movie, it's a scene-for-scene remake of the original Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, except every scene is derailed by people asking them if they're related in some way. Like every scene that happens, every scene somebody's like, are you? They're like, we just got to get a ticket to that. And they're like, are you guys brothers?
Cousins?
No, we're unrelated. Oh my God, how did you meet? Well, it's a funny story, and it's just them constantly retelling it. One guy kind of gets bored with it and kind of shuffles it along, but one guy loves telling the story.
He's into it full time all the time.
Mm.
So there you go.
There's also going to be this is unrelated, but I just put a note in my phone the other day. There's going to be a MacGruber TV series apparently coming up.
For Quibi, maybe?
Maybe. Great. I love MacGruber. If people haven't seen MacGruber.
It's great.
Yeah.
But Quibi.
Yeah.
Did you ever get it? I think we've talked about this.
I never got Quibi, no.
Yeah, that's okay. Nobody got it.
No. I got a message from Broden from Auntie Donna. I'm going to read it.
I think it's pronounced Broden.
It's not. It's not true.
Mm. What's he got for us?
He says, I recommend the new season of Reno 911 on Quibi.
Yes.
Very awesome. Also, something secret, something that I shouldn't read on air. And then he said, there's a show called Murder House Flip. Which is on? It's on the show. Also, watch Sam Raimi's Golden Arm. Well, we were going to do that.
Did Sam Raimi do Golden Arm?
Also, the Princess Bride series is properly charming and beautiful and fun.
Oh, that's nice,
Broden. I thank you.
It's Broden.
It's not though. Maybe it is.
You sure.
Maybe.
Write in Broden.
Write in Broden if you would. Yeah.
Very good.
So maybe. But I think,
look out for some Auntie Donna stuff soon. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who knows?
I mean, we know. We won't. We won't.
We don't know.
We'll never tell. We'll never tell.
So, yeah, Planes, Trains, you a fan?
Yeah, I guess so.
Are you a fan of the movie Due Date with Robert Downey Jr. and Zach Galifianakis, directed by the Joker's own Todd Phillips?
No. But I know you are.
No, it's not very good.
You are, though. You like it.
No, I don't.
It's one of your favourite movies. You tell me off air.
I'll have you know that it is Broughton, mm-hmm. and it's not one of my favourite movies.
Wow.
But it's good. I love it.
If I was drinking a kombucha, I'd spray it all over this room, to be honest with you.
One more bit of news before Fandome.
Okay.
We got our first look at Space Jam, and everyone's like, yuck.
Oh, the only thing I saw of this, and maybe this is the only thing that's revealed, it's LeBron wearing the new Space Jam Earth jersey.
And people hate it. But I'm like, it's not.
June
like,
Squad.
Yeah, but they're not. Like, if you look at the old one, they're not good in general.
Yeah, I mean, what
do you want?
What are you looking for here? What is. What were you expecting?
I don't know.
Did you want it to be exactly the same as the old ones, or did you want them to look like just regular basketball jerseys? Or
if they'd have said, look, it's the same logo, I'd have gone, probably.
Yeah, right? Maybe.
I don't know.
Right.
Also, that movie, like, it's fondly remembered, but it's not good. Like,
I agree.
It's fun enough and Looney Tunes and basketball. It's the 90s. We've talked about this before, but the 90s were just silk Looney Tunes boxer shorts.
That's right.
That's what they were, in Australia at least. Uh-huh. So this is the combination of all of those things finally together. But yeah, it's not like a classic. It's got some funny moments and Bill Murray's in it and whatever. But you know, whatever. Who cares?
There are better movies. I'll stake my reputation on it. Due Date is probably better than that movie, yeah.
That's it. But that's enough of all that crap news, unless you got another piece of crap news. That was our crap news segment before we get to
just
real
crap news. We don't care about Craven. Olivia Wilde.
We hate it.
Yeah, yuck.
Joel Kinnaman. Yuck. Get out of here.
Because they're not the brands we enjoy.
No.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Here they are. It is something because it was DC Fandome. We're going to go through most of the panels. I'm sure we're missing stuff. I think there were some comic reveals that I went, I'll remember that, but I haven't. Nature wrote in and he said, do you think Fandome is already hotter than Comic-Con? Does it get its own sound? I feel like Woo should be something else. What do you think?
Oh, that's a good point.
Because normally for Comic-Con, we were rated on a woo. How high is this woo? How do you feel about this?
I think we should say, that's off the dome! Okay. You know?
What if it's like not as off the dome?
No, it's all the same every single time.
Mm.
Yeah.
So how do we distinguish between if something's good or not, though?
You don't. I'm just going to say it.
Great. So people could let us know if things.
That's going to be my catchphrase as well.
Yeah, to indicate,
you know, the unscripted nature of my...
You're free will and
I'm a free
will guy,
aren't you? You might say that I'm off the dome.
I would never.
It's already exhausting. It's exhausting me. It's exhausting you. It's exhausting the listeners. I don't care.
So you're
going to
stick with it. Good for you.
I'm going to make the assumption that it's going to go from like physically painful to hear, to being like, yes, this is hype, you know, by the end of the episode.
Yeah, I think there is some genuinely big reveals.
I'm hyped. I wasn't.
Is this bigger than Comic-Con?
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but just seeing everything on this has been trending.
Yep.
Hundreds of thousands, probably millions of tweets. We've been like a lot of questions and opinions that people have sent in to us alone. And we're just a minor player in DC fandom. We were barely in it.
We're barely in DC fandom. I was just there by the side of stage going, this is off the dome.
What did you think about the...
There's a hand gesture associated with this as well.
Yeah, it's you doing a dome shape.
I'm doing a dome shape above my head, yeah.
What did you think about the setting for it, where it's in this virtual world?
I kind of hated that.
Why do they do it?
It's weird and outer spacey. I didn't just do it in a...
It reminded me of the movie Space Jam.
Yeah. But I mean, what else are you going to do, you know?
Screens. The people want a big epic experience.
Yeah, right.
But it just felt
But it's
empty
obviously
and
a
weird.
Fake epic experience, yeah. But if anything, they went too small. They should have done it in like the ruins of the planet Apocalypse or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And they should have had like the VP of marketing. They should have made him like mime running away from like parademons or something like that. Instead of instead of a hook, you know, pulling him off stage if, you know, they've gone on too long, just parademons show up in the corners.
They snatch him.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, and they pretend to mime running away.
Because they did talk up this arena. They're like, Jim Lee designed all the different domes. I'm like, but he didn't like Michelangelo painting the floor.
No.
Like, he drew little pictures and then you blew them up. Yep. That's cheating in my opinion.
I think so too, yeah.
No, but yeah. So, but whatever. It was a framing device to get from A to D dome.
Yes.
If you don't mind. So, but no, I think this was good. Like, every one of these reveals that we're going to talk about is like, we're kind of also skipping some TV stuff, like The Flash is back and Teen Titans and whatever.
As we know, The Flash is back, yeah. He's fighting Mirror Master this time or something, but it's Lady Mirror Master?
You said seven seasons, and I was like, before the show, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
What?
He's got a slightly different suit. He's lost his powers, maybe, but they're probably going to come back.
Do you reckon they're in him? He just needs to...
I think they were in him all along. They're going to build like a... artificial speed force. Oh. Yeah, it isn't. It's a dome-like structure, so maybe, yeah.
Terrific. This is off the dome, he says.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. James, shh. They'll know where I got it.
Okay.
They'll know where I stole this cool, fun bit.
All right, let's start. But this is in a rough order of when things came out. But Wonder Woman 84.
Yep.
We've got a new trailer.
That's right.
Maxwell Lord is the president, maybe?
You think that is?
It looked like he was in the White House.
Oh.
Maybe he was a spokesman.
I got the impression that maybe he was just...
Oh, he was like, you could do anything. I'm the president.
I just got that he was just a general corporate guy. Are you sure it's the White House?
It looked like it to me, but I'm probably wrong.
He was like,
imagine this. I'm the president.
Maybe,
and then there's a green screen and people are like, wow. It's the 80s.
Yeah, it's the 80s.
Fucking hell, they say.
That's right.
Fuck, look at this. Yeah. Fucking Jesus.
Jiminy Christmas.
Because
they were looking forward to the endless future of the 90s, you know? God.
Can she fly or not?
She cannot fly.
Yeah.
I'm going to say she cannot fly.
She's whipping clouds.
She can whip
lightning.
Clouds, and then she also has that wingsuit.
Yeah.
The golden chicken wingsuit.
And the actual jet.
That's
which
true,
Which I
yeah.
think is also invisible. They're going to make it, as far as I'm aware.
Anyway, I think he is just, I think Maxwell Lord is just a corporate stooge, and he's broadcasting. He's gained the ability to broadcast across America.
How does he do
the
it?
World.
We can technology. All do that now. We all have
various
streaming devices.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about trying to get people's eyes on it, though. That's the hard part of
That's
the game,
right,
isn't
yeah.
it?
Well, you've got to be as handsome as Pedro Pascal.
I am? Am I? Could I be in The Mandalorian? So you don't see my face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We're back on track. All right, cool.
Thank God. Essential Giants written in and said, what did you think of the cheetah design /CGI in the Wonder Woman 84 trailer? So we do get a bit of that. Kristen Wiig's character slowly evolves into a cheetah woman.
Because you can do anything you want because it's the 80s.
So you become a cheetah woman.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
I would have picked something different.
Like what?
A cheetah man.
Yeah, nice.
No, I probably wouldn't be a cheetah.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd probably be like regular.
Just a regular man.
Maybe as handsome as Pedro Pascal.
Okay, that's right, what I'd pick. So he's like, he's in the room with you and he's like, you can use this incredible technology to do anything you want. And then you emerge, you're exactly like him. And he's like, what, seriously?
Yeah, that's right. What do you think of this? Yeah.
It's like, oh, come on. And there's like a lineup, there's a bunch of other people lined up and they're like, oh, I'm also going to do that. He's like, God damn it.
So what do you think of the cheetah look though? It's kind of in the dark.
It's a bit muted, isn't it? Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
I kind of like her in between look more. Like, yeah, she's just like, I've gone full 80s, right?
80s
here.
Vibe. Yeah. Well, there is a big 80s vibe on this because, of course, Chris
Pine.
Pine, thank you. Couldn't remember which one. He comes out in some 80s clothes. Yes. He's got a fanny pack or a bum bag, depending where you're from. And then he puts on some parachute pants and he's like, does everybody parachute?
That's a fun bit.
I agree. Yeah. He's a fish out of water this time.
That's right.
I hope they don't kill him at the end. I know you're like, they're probably going to kill him at the end. Yeah. But I hope they don't kill him at
the end. They're not going to kill him at the end. The magic that is sustaining his existence in the current reality is going to fade and he's going to be like, oh.
Can I take these pants with me?
No, you're going to go to hell with no pants. And that's the sequel. It's Chris Pine is in hell with no pants.
I'm a big fan already. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to keep him around in some description.
Maybe he's like a spirit.
I don't know. Maybe he's in a gym that she looks at. She's like, hey, Jim.
Maybe he's just a man who won't. He's peaked in the 80s. Mm. And so now it's the modern day, but he keeps wearing the parachute pants.
Terrific.
Yeah.
These are all good suggestions that you've had.
I think so.
Very good.
Yeah.
And that's all there is about Wonder Woman 84.
And that's off the doom.
Look, we don't have a video on this one in particular because we've seen so much of Wonder Woman already, and maybe it's out in November. Tenet came out, I think, sort of.
It did, yeah. People have emailed in with various advanced screening reviews and such. We're not going to read them because we don't have it here in Melbourne yet.
No.
But we appreciate the emails anyway.
We do. The consensus is that it's okay.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot as well.
I mean, it's got a positive, like, Rotten Tomatoes, but it's not like a, this is mind-blowing. It's because you again, I'm sorry for explaining Rotten Tomatoes. But I think people who listen to this get it generally. Yeah. But this is more for YouTube, I guess, that it's an aggregate of opinions. But like, if you say, it's fine, that's as good as saying, I loved it. It's the best movie ever. That's still a positive review. So an 84% isn't necessarily like a super high score.
Yeah.
It's just 84% generally positive.
That's true, you sort of have to factor in, I think, that some reviews are sort of colored by the idea that this is a movie that's going to save cinema.
Yeah.
And some are like, I think I saw one that it was like, Tenet is a real dud. And I'm like, you just wanted it to be a, what's the word?
Headline?
No.
Scene grabbing.
No, it's the word that's the same, palindrome.
Oh.
You just wanted a review that's a palindrome. So you're like, this one's a Tenet, a real dud. And it's like, that's okay.
It's good.
Yeah, because fine isn't a palindrome.
No, it's not.
I would have gone with Tenet is yay.
Y-A-H?
No, Y-A-Y.
Okay, cool. Just checking that you know your palindrome. Oh, yeah.
From the,
there you go.
From the song Hey Ya.
Hey Ya. Do you want to talk about the games together or do you want to talk about one game now and one game at the end? Because this is the order they came out in.
Oh, well, we did also for people who don't know, we recorded earlier to this. We recorded a bunch of YouTube videos
and
about
some
this.
Of them are out by now. And
so
some
we're
going to
maybe we're going to do some crosstalk here, but let's do them separately because on the video we talked about them together.
Correct. So it's Warner Brothers Games, Montreal is first with Gotham Knights.
Okay, right.
Bruce Wayne is dead, but it's a different timeline and you're four of Bruce Wayne's friends.
Now, as we mentioned on the video, this isn't a sequel to the Arkham games, the Batman Arkham games, but it could be.
Yeah.
It's set in a different universe in which Bruce Wayne has suffered a different mishap and he's probably dead.
A building fell on him.
Yeah.
But he's probably not dead, really.
Yeah, almost certainly. He's come.
And we also got some gameplay of this where we see Batgirl. She's got a bat bike and she's jumping about fighting Mr. Freeze. It's also, I don't think I mentioned this in the video.
Oh, also, I'm going to say some of the same jokes I made up.
Yeah, we're
going to
say
videos,
same jokes. You're going to be.
You, James,
I'm just going
to
put in
you
the
have
video.
To react. You have to react the same way as you did prior to this.
Okay. Boo!
Good.
Boo! Bad joke.
Oh, sorry. If we can backtrack a little bit, if you could switch this in the edit, James.
Yeah.
Could you say, and that's all there is about Wonder Woman 84?
And that's all there is about Wonder Woman 84.
And that's off the doom!
Collings will fix that.
I forgot. I almost forgot to do
that. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I almost forgot to do that annoying thing.
Collings will put that back in and then he will leave this part in.
Great. So it'll be twice. Okay, right. Good.
So you get maximum domage.
So you get maximum domage and you know how the sausage is made.
Correct. So does everybody get
you
a vehicle?
Make it off the dome. It's off the dome. That's how you do it. Just off the top.
Does everyone get a vehicle in this, do you think?
Ooh, well, I mean, both Batgirl and I think the Red Hood both have motorcycles.
Yeah.
So
didn't they all just have motorcycles?
Yeah, probably. They both have similar, they all have motorcycles.
Because it'd be weird if, like, Robin got the car. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's inherited the car. No, it wouldn't be that weird. I think it'd be not weird at all if Batman left a very specific will that said Robin gets the car.
Yeah, you might be right, actually. Again, depending on the Robin that it is.
But he can't drive it until he's 16.
Mm.
But he tries to drive it anyway. And then the security system locks him out. So you have to wait in real time, or you have to adjust. You know, sometimes you can do that trick where you adjust your PlayStation clock or whatever.
Oh, yeah, so
I think it's 2 years ahead.
Yeah, very good.
But otherwise, it just sits in the bat cave. You can't use it.
And it clamps down on his hands.
That's right.
Tears them off.
Yeah.
But that's Robin, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's one of the Robins.
But also, you can play solo or two-player co-op.
Okay.
So both of these games you can play a bunch of co-op in, which I don't mind. What does that mean for the level structure? I don't know, to be honest. I think if it was four-player like the other one, I'd imagine that lends itself to more open arenas, and two-player you could kind of keep it more
narrow, I'd imagine.
And, of course, we get some Mr. Freeze boss battles.
Yes.
That's going on there. But really, the main draw from it is the Court of Owls.
And big reveal, like, yeah. Uh-huh.
Do you think they killed Brewster for Wayne?
I think maybe they killed Brewster for Wayne, but I wonder if the big reveal will probably be that one of the people wearing the Court of Owls mask is, in fact, Brewster for Wayne, and they've brainwashed him. You think he's dead, but he actually comes back later. But that being said, and we talk about this in the video, but I wonder if that's too close to spoilers for Arkham Knight.
Yeah.
What happened in the game Arkham Knight.
Yes.
Where the Arkham Knight reveal turned out to be Jason Todd.
Yeah,
who became the Red Hood later. So are they going to just do that again? I mean, it's a different development team, but would they look at that game and go, yeah, what we'll do is we'll reveal that one of the heroes was actually the bad guy all the time, and you get to play him a little bit at the end.
Yeah. I hope you can play as Batman, but at the same time, that's fine because there's essentially four Batman in this anyway.
Yeah, right, it's true.
So it's absolutely fine. Is this off the dome, Mason?
This is off the dome.
Wow.
They've all got different signature weapons, which I enjoyed.
Guns,
nightsticks,
motorcycles.
Motorcycles, exactly.
Locked out of your car.
Right.
These are all these unique abilities that
and
you have.
And I'm hoping that they've got the basic, they've all got the basic same core gameplay,
yeah.
like fighting mechanic, and then they've added
like the flipping
and traps,
and the
teleports and the invisibility.
And you can
and
like, and you press like triangle and you.
We don't really see what the other super skills that the other characters have. We see Robin gets a teleport and he gets an invisibility cloak. But what do the other guys get?
Don't know.
Yeah.
I was hoping this would be out this year.
I'm thinking Dick Grayson, bulletproof butt.
That would be him, wouldn't it?
Yeah, he just flexes it.
Does he have to flex?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I was hoping this was going
to
be this
and
year.
You have to flex as well. It's some sort of connect sensor of some sort.
You know that special new PlayStation controller they kept talking about, haptic feedback?
Yeah.
Where like it's got like triggers that you push down and they push back on you and stuff.
Yeah, right.
It's like you're fighting a controller the whole time, which is good. So I was hoping this would be this year. They'd be like, guess what? It's out in November. But no, next year, 2021. So who knows? So next gen, it would seem. But maybe they'll also make it a tail end for
flaptic feedback.
Flaptic? What does that mean?
Your butt flaps. That's what I'm talking about.
Very good. So it's still off the dome, would you say?
Yeah, it's off the dome.
There was a Flash panel, sort of.
Okay.
Very short.
Flash movie or Flash TV series?
We're talking about movies.
All right, I get it.
But they did say that this is going to kick off the multiverse.
Yeah, right.
And they also, I think, showed clips of how it connects into the series. So I think the idea is that all of this is loosely connected.
Yeah, right.
I think that's the idea. Mm-hmm. Do you disagree?
No, I 100% agree. I mean, we did get that little snippet of the Flash meeting the Flash.
Yes.
In Crisis on Infinite Earths.
That's right.
So
he's
yeah.
like, you don't even know about the multiverse or whatever. He's got a new suit. We saw some concept art. One where he's standing next to the Michael Keaton Batman. I don't know if you see this.
I didn't see this concept art at all, no.
You can't tell whether it's, like it looks like the Burton suit, but you can't tell whether he's like the same age or not. So I wonder whether he's aged up or they're going to age him down for it.
Okay.
I'd say they're probably keeping the age that he is. Also, it's weird that they didn't mention, not weird, but they didn't mention the Ezra Miller
controversy.
Where he strangled that woman. I mean, I know it's not the time to like necessarily do it, but it's weird that they haven't mentioned it like at all.
Yeah.
And it's the same with the Amber Heard thing. It's like, you're not even going to like address it. I mean, that's still ongoing, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's strange that they're just not mentioning
any
of these
things. Not strange, I think, from a marketing perspective.
Oh, no,
they want people to be
not.
Swept up by this thing, but and they don't want to be stalled by questions about very legitimate concerns people have had about this sort of stuff. Yeah, I think they're pursuing the strategy of hope by the time this stuff is in production or being made or being released, we've all forgotten about it. Or it's resolved itself. You know, because that seems to be a strategy now. Just deny that it's happening.
Yeah.
And then eventually the news cycle closes up and we forget about it kind of thing. Like I my guess would be they hope that Ezra Miller and the woman he strangled it's on camera.
Yeah.
They'll come to some sort of mutual legal settlement of some sort, and then we can just move on as if it never happened kind of thing.
Exactly.
You know?
But I guess in relation to this movie.
Yes.
And not strangling women.
Yes.
Ben Affleck is back.
Yep.
Like, that happened this week.
I feel like in the preceding week I made a very definitive statement on something. Maybe a podcast, maybe a video, where I'm like, he's definitely, he will never come back.
We might have done
Let's take on my face.
For our other secret podcast on Big Sandwich.
Yeah, maybe
We got this covered.
Yeah, maybe.
That I think we might have mentioned. It might have been one of the leaks.
Yeah, and we were like, for sure.
And we were like, fuck off with that. Yeah. So anyway, that's the way it is. But wow. I mean that's huge. I mean, I'd forgotten that was huge.
But I mean,
news.
The degree to which that is happening,
apparently
we don't know.
He gives him his new suit. He's like, here's your new suit. And he's like, this is much better. Maybe I won't trip on this.
Well, that's because I'm rich and that's how I made the suit, because I have put money into money.
People
into
give
it.
Me money.
It's filled with money. Suit is filled with money.
Yeah. So it's also said that it'll be his final role. But if he's back now.
Yep.
Who knows?
Right.
Like, you can't ever rule any of this out. He could come back in 40 years. Like,
well, that's definitely true. But yeah. I also think, you know, and we're going to be talking some Snyder Cut stuff. Mm. I wouldn't be entirely surprised if we had, if say the Robert Battenbatt, the Batman movie was successful and people just fell over themselves with how much they love Snyder Cut Justice League. If they were both wildly successful, I think you could do a grounded, down to earth Batman in the Batman franchise, and also he's fighting cosmic powered beings. Batman can do anything Batman in a Justice League.
That's
follow-up.
How the comics are.
Yeah,
like, there's comics where Batman is punching supervillains in space, and there's the one where he's like, there's crime in this city, and I'm the cure or whatever. And
how do I stop this crime from happening? And they'll be like, why don't you use the Justice League teleporter? He's like, no, that's, I don't have one. But there's one in the, you used it in the Bat, there's one in the Batcave, you used it. You could just use it now, and that would, you could rescue all those hostages.
Call any of your friends to fix this.
No, like they're out, they're not here.
They're not, I can see one flying over right
it's
now.
Right there. I mean, Superman's got, he's super hearing and he's a friend of yours. You could just be like, hey, Superman, I'm borrowing for, no, I can't, because crime in the city is
crime
too much.
City. So
too
yeah,
much crime in the city.
Make him different then.
Yeah.
That's fine with me.
I'm 100% on board.
The Flash is happening. I think it's 2022, I guess.
Yeah, Warner Brothers is not shy of producing more Batman-related content.
They certainly aren't.
If they see money to be made in two financial streams for Warner Brothers Media or something.
Cha-ching, are you saying?
Yeah.
What am I saying?
You're saying that's off the dome?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Off the dome, I guess. They're still making the Flash movie. And I guess maybe they really will make it this time.
So that's how two registers, off the dome and off the dome, I guess. That's off the dome.
I guess it's still happening.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it seems like, and this sounds like we're wrapping it up, but we're not, Mason. We've got so much news.
Yes.
They've really focused and locked into a direction and what they're going to do. And that direction seems to be just whatever. And I don't mean like in a scattershot way.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I mean as in like we can open up this universe to anything and
if
any
somebody
direction.
Has a creative vision, let's give it a try and see what it does.
I don't think necessarily all of these are going to be great, but there's a lot of really great, like potentially some good stuff that could very well be off the dome.
Yeah.
The Suicide Squad, the movie. Described as a classic 1970s war film. I do get that kind of Dirty Dozen vibe.
I get Dirty Dozen. I get the A-Team.
Mm, yeah. Mm. You get them. Like you understand them.
Yeah, I get them. I mean, you know.
They've got various
skills. Doesn't like to fly. I don't like to fly either. I get him.
Can he fly though?
Like physically?
Yeah.
No.
Then what's he worried about? Listen, here's the team roster.
Yep.
James Gunn gave it. Amanda Waller as Viola Davis. Colonel Rick.
You've gone the wrong way there.
Yeah, you're right. But that's the way they're written here. So that's what I have to know.
Okay.
Colonel Rick Flagg as Joel Kinnaman. Savant.
He's back, yeah.
Mike, we've got a video on this as well. Michael Rooker. Javelin Flula Borg. Harley Quinn, Margot Robbie. Polka Dot Man, David Dash Malchin. I think he's gonna have some surprises. I think he's gonna be like that character in like Mystery Men. You know, the one who can turn invisible, but like you think he can't really do anything, it's like, this guy's quite good. We got Ratcatcher, Bloodsport, that's the Idris Elba character. King Shark. Unknown in terms of voice. So
that's
Steve
right.
Agee's on set. Lady Mongol. Mongal. The Tinkerer. Sol Soria.
We don't know who that is at all. I've got no idea.
Blackguard.
Yep.
Again, don't know. TDK, you've got some theories on that.
Well, look, here's the thing. So Nathan Fillion's character has been revealed as TDK.
Yes.
I don't know any supervillain, DC supervillains called TDK. We can sort of guess at what the acronym is. But I think it's Arm Fall Off Boy because that's a character that was teased as being in this movie somehow, a Legion of Superheroes character.
Yeah.
But if you Google image search, arm fall off boy, the helmet design is quite similar.
Yes, it is.
And I think that's who that is. And so I think a couple of options. I think TDK is maybe a technical description of what his power is. And people can't remember it, so they're just like, we'll just call you Arm Fall Off Boy.
He looks exactly like him, looking at like
he the could be TDK could mean like the name he gives himself. Like, could be like Torture Death Kill, like that's his cool supervillain name he thinks it is. But people are like, we're just going to call you Arm Fall Off Boy because that's what you do. Or I think it might be a funny bit if he calls himself the Dark Knight, a la Batman, and people are like, but your arms fall off.
Your arms fall off. Yeah. Do they actually just fall off, or does he have to pull them off? I think he has to pull them off, but maybe they also just fall off.
I think they can just fall off, yeah. If he wills it so, that is the extent of his powers.
That's right.
Yeah, and John Cena is Peacemaker.
That's right. Lunatic Captain America.
Yeah.
Captain Boomerang is back. Sean Gunn is Weasel. Taika Waititi in an unknown role.
I think it's King Shark. Yeah. I think it's the voice of King Shark.
Is it too close to Korg to be like, look, it's a friendly New Zealand guy?
Of course it is, but I mean, you know, Sean Gunn is mo-capping a lot of characters.
That's true, but he's not the voice of Rocket Raccoon.
No, that's true.
Maybe isn't in this either.
Yeah, but yeah. I think, you know, but well, I guess what I'm saying is there is that you get, you know, you can, if you show you have a certain skill, they'll just get you to do it over and over again. So yeah, like right. Taika was the voice of Korg and he's been the voice of other things.
IG-11, but that's, and again, like he's an actor and those are different characters. So
no, that's true.
And he's probably not going to be, yeah, bro, I'm a shark or whatever.
No, that's true. Like, yeah. But I think also he might be like, well, Taika Waititi seems like a kind of guy who'd be like, sure, I'd like an acting role, but I don't want to leave my house.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah.
He has that great bomber jacket that says, I'm tired on the back. I don't know if you've seen that.
That's so relatable, Mason, to me.
It's tremendous. So I think he might be like, yeah, I'll do the voice of that. But again, like I said in the video, I think it would be nice if Ron Funches, voice of King Shark in the Harley Quinn TV series, was
I love his enthusiasm.
King Shark in this, but probably not.
Ben's got a question here.
Yes.
Ben says, at the beginning of Suicide Squad panel, James Gunn said one of his favorite villains is Batmite. Since we don't know who Taika Waititi is playing, what are the chances he'll be voicing that character? Feels like a perfect fit. I agree. But as mentioned in the video, I feel like because he mentions that that's my favorite villain as a kid growing up, that would be a reveal that he wouldn't spoil necessarily.
Yeah.
But yeah, you never know.
And also, Batmite, I'd say no for a few reasons. One, because Batmite is an imp from the fifth dimension and kind of can do anything in the style of Mr. Mixes Piddalick. So why? Again, it'd be like this thing. It'd be like the previous Suicide Squad where it's like a bunch of dudes with guns versus an Aztec god. What are you doing? But also because Batmite's whole deal is he's obsessed with Batman.
Yeah.
So unless he's using the Suicide Squad to get to Batman, I don't know what he's doing there.
Who isn't really in this movie, it would seem?
Yeah, it seems that way.
But who knows?
But again, what I enjoy about this particular lineup, because we didn't get a trailer really. We got a behind-the-scenes featurette and we got to introduce the villains and characters sort of...
Vignette,
slideshow of sorts. Anybody could die in this.
Yes.
Unlike the previous one where it's like, okay, well, Will Smith and Margot Robbie are the leads in this. They can't die.
No.
In this, I reckon anybody could go.
Except honestly. For Harley Quinn.
I reckon she could still go.
Yeah, you say that.
Like I said, I think she's, you know, she's kind of, Margot Robbie went, well, I'd like to have a Harley Quinn movie. That's been and gone. You know, people, it didn't do well. I liked it. Mm. Other people liked it, didn't like it, what have you. I think she's kind of like, that's the creative thing I needed to make with Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
And she might be like, well, you know, death of the character's on the table now.
Yeah. Okay. That's fair enough.
But it might also be Javelin.
Could be Javelin. Also that's die. Right. Absolutely. So he's just throwing javelins. Right?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know anything about Javelin.
I'd said also that this is like a sequel to like the original comics.
Yep.
It's just that spirit and vibe. And you do get that sense from the look of the characters.
They look ridiculous.
Yeah. I would have liked to have seen a trailer to get like another sense of it, but
yeah, I mean, what the only downside to what we're seeing from this is that a lot of it does look sort of unprocessed raw footage from the camera. Like costumes very much look like costumes, and I think that's probably the way they're going with this. Like when you see a behind the scenes feature out of somebody in a costume, it often looks kind of ridiculous, and then they tweak it with visual effects later. But I think also they're all intended to look quite ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It reminds me of I've mentioned like a Mystery Men or or even Super. It's got that kind of
it does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Vibe a little bit as well, which is another James Gunn movie, which is equally
off the dome.
Yeah, this one is off the dome.
It's off the dome.
August 2021.
Mm-hmm. How much of this has been filmed? Most of it? All of it? None of it?
I think it's done. Yeah. Cool, it's great. Just there in post-production. Right. People say in the industry, they say post.
Ah.
I'm not in the industry, so I have to say the full thing, post-production.
Right. Oh, I see. Right.
Yeah. I guess we're going to talk about the Snyder Cut because that was next.
Okay. Do we have any more thoughts on
the Well, Suicide I think Squad? It's off the dome.
Yeah, I also think it's off the dome, and that's just
biggest movie
on.
Ever. He said most explosions and things in any movie. He said apparently Dan Sudik, who's doing like the explosions and car crashes, said it's the most he's ever done in a movie, and maybe the most combined. Huh. So, is this R-rated? I think it is.
It might be
because they talk about shooting each other in the balls.
That little R rating would look good on that sort of 1970s-esque poster. Did you see the poster?
Yes, I did.
Just running from them. They're all just running from an explosion. Just says boom, which I liked.
That's fun.
It is fun.
I think we'll do that in the movie. There'll be like the word boom will come up, like a Scott Pilgrim-esque boom.
Ooh,
no. Say no, you're an idiot. Don't even think that.
Yeah,
I'm talking to the listeners.
Oh, I see. Gotcha.
Yeah, and you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's we've got a video on it.
Who do you think will die?
Looking at this list.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go through it. Amanda Waller, no. Colonel Rick Flagg, I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I think so. He's only got this one left in him. Okay.
Savant Michael Rooker, yes.
Yep, 100%.
Javelin, yes. Harley Quinn, no. Polka Dot Man, no.
See, here's the thing. I reckon maybe Polka Dot Man will make the noble sacrifice.
Oh, okay.
I think he might be a guy who's like... Yeah, he comes in. He's like...
They think he's useless and crap.
Exactly. Yeah. And then he comes into his own at the end and he saves the day. With a burst of polka dots, and then he dies.
Very good. Ratcatcher 2, I'm going to say no. Mm-hmm. Bloodsport, that's Idris Elba's character. I'm going to say
bit of a twist. Everybody thought he was going to be Bronze Tiger.
That's right. No, I'd say. King Shark, no, because he's a shark.
Maybe.
I'm going to say no. But then again, CGI, but it's expensive. Do you get rid of him? How much do you use him?
But also you might want to be like, well, we've got to use him if there's an Aquaman sequel. He'd be a good villain to put good in point. There, maybe. So, yeah.
Good point.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say, yeah, so let's say no then for him. The Thinker, Peter Capaldi, yes. Mongal, I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to say Mongal, yes, because what's going on there?
What is going on with her? Sol Soria.
Because the more you have to think about her, the less sense it makes that she's like some sort of lady world conqueror on
Earth.
Exactly. So you knock her off real quick. Don't have to worry about it.
Sol Soria, I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
So yes.
Uh-huh.
Blackguard Pete Davidson, definitely die. I think Pete Davidson would be like, it'd be funny if I died. You know,
what do you know about Pete Davidson? I don't know a lot about
him. I saw his movie and I saw some of his stand-up. Yeah,
he's pretty good. Yeah. Yeah.
Nathan Fillion, definitely die. I think Weasel Sean Gunn will live. Uh-huh. I think Captain Boomerang will live. I think John Cena's Peacemaker will die.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know who Taika Waititi is playing. So, yeah, that's what I think. But what do you think?
I agree with some of those.
Great. People want to hear about the Snyder Cut, though, Mason.
All right.
Do you want me to talk about it?
Yeah, talk about the Snyder Cut.
Snyder Cut is a movie. So there's a movie called Justice League.
Wait. What's a movie, though?
A movie is like a series of images stapled together in a flip book, and you go flip, 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 and you watch it. And it can be anywhere between 4 seconds and 3 hours.
Huh.
And then it's just...
So no movie's ever been more than 3 hours?
No.
How long's this going to be?
4 hours.
Oh, my God. Good God.
It's 4 hours. It's 4 one-hour
Yeah, that's episodes. Very that's very manageable, I think.
It probably might be feel a little stretched thin, I think, at points. But right. I'd rather see, you know, what? Let's see all of it.
What if we're getting one a week?
Yeah, that's different. Exactly. Yeah. So do you think we're going to review this weekly as this comes out?
Maybe.
It's a big DC event.
It's a big ask, yeah.
I think this looks good, but here's a question that somebody wrote in that says, Javier says, does the Snyder Cut look good or just interesting? Is it more like, what is this going to be? Or is it more like, this looks genuinely good?
It does look interesting. Like, there's no question this is interesting.
Yes.
Just the idea of, and you were saying, I think earlier off air or maybe in a video, who knows, what's life anymore? That there is going to be no Joss Whedon footage in this. No Joss Whedon directed
footage.
Not
a single second.
Not a single second. So that's so much of it out, which means this is probably going to go, this is definitely going to go in a more serious direction.
Mm.
Less silly.
Yep.
More dramatic. There's going to be more to do for a lot of the characters.
Yep.
Cyborg's getting way more. There seems to be more, very deliberately more Cyborg scenes in this trailer. So we know he has more of an arc, which is to say any kind of arc at all.
Yes.
The Flash is going to be more serious, it seems. Yep.
And do some time traveling.
Yep, that's right.
Mm. Maybe with Javelin.
Yeah.
No, he's in a different movie.
Maybe we're going to get more of the nightmare sequence, the future apocalypse.
We get a glimpse of that. Yeah. I like that nightmare world. I'd like to see more of it.
That was, for me, probably the highlight of the original Batman v Superman.
We also get Iris West in a deleted scene we saw that was released.
Mm-hmm.
Cyborg, it seems like he's there. Again, we talked about this video, but he's coming to terms with his body is, it was created by a
Apocalyptic technology.
So that's going to play into like it's affecting his mind and his actions and all those kinds of things.
Whereas in the Justice League we got, they're like, can we trust this guy? Yes, implicitly, all the time.
He's a great digger.
Don't even worry about it. Yeah.
Watch him very slowly and respectfully dig up that grave, which I like. God, that scene's so bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he's got the, it's like the fake grass down around.
Yeah.
It's a horrible scene.
Because they just needed something for those two characters to do because they hadn't done anything in the movie. So, well, just have them dig a grave. Cool.
Dig up a grave.
Yeah, you dig up a grave.
Yeah. That's not off the dome. And villains.
Yes.
So I think we're only going to get Darkseid in that flashback.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. Or maybe when he goes back to Apocalypse, when Steppenwolf loses, he's like, you failed me for the last time.
Mm.
And he's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. I was trying. Yeah. I tried and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool, I guess.
I mean, that for me, that is the biggest, Darkseid's the biggest downside. They should call him Downside.
Yeah.
Because of how sad he makes me. But I always got the impression that Darkseid was going to be more like an enigmatic, unknowable force of nature kind of vibe. But he's just a grey dude in this, isn't he?
I love grey dudes.
Yeah.
I'm a grey dude myself.
Yeah, that's not wrong. But I guess the idea being that like Darkseid is sort of this force and he can sort of manifest avatar. So I guess that's what we've got here is he's manifested as a grey looking dude.
Yeah.
Which is fine, I guess. But I kind of wanted him to be more... Because again, if he's a grey dude, Superman can just beat him up.
They're all grey dudes.
They're all grey dudes
in these movies. Yeah. But I do like the new look of Steppenwolf, and I do like the look of Desaad.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm. So those ones I'm pretty keen on. So yeah, that Darkseid thing, and again, I mentioned this video. That was the real one thing in this trailer where I was like,
yeah.
Ugh.
And again, I know we've gotten concept art of Steppenwolf before this.
Yeah,
it's fascinating that they went with the version. The Joss Whedon version.
So weird, right?
What? I mean, they're markedly not that different. Like, I mean, you know.
But at the same time, they're extraordinarily different.
It's the face. But why would you choose that face over this?
I don't know. Can you put a more kind of human spin on the villain?
Maybe
is that the idea?
But I don't. Why are you humanizing a Did Joss Whedon owe this guy a favor or something? Like the guy doing the face, the mocap for the face? I guess I'll put you
was
in this
Was there mocap on that face?
Don't know.
I don't know. There's so many. It's got to be, again, it's interesting.
Isn't it though?
I don't know whether this is going to be fantastic or not. I think it's probably going to be about the same as Batman v Superman, but this is like watching this trailer was super compelling. You're like, oh, wow, like this is mostly new.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you get like a lot of the story beats of like, parademons and you got to stop Steppenwolf from putting the boxes in or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be all of that, but.
There's just more stuff set in a real place. That's all I'm asking.
I love
just
real places.
Real places. Like
places
a real,
are my favorite
a real
places.
Set that people, it looked conceivably that people could walk down.
Exactly.
And just as people may be wondering, it does seem very clear that they are putting back in the famous iconic Cyborg line, you should probably move. So
yeah,
said just like that, you should probably move.
The thing about that you should probably move is as well.
Yes. Yeah.
He'd already stopped the car.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
So he said you should have already.
Moved earlier. You should have moved before. You should have seen this coming.
And also, I forgot to put this in my notes, but there is an internal investigation at Warner Brothers in relation to the reshoots of this, which has been largely driven by Ray Fisher.
Regarding Joss Whedon's
behaviour?
Regarding
Joss Whedon's behaviour and some other higher-ups, including Geoff Johns. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if anything will come of that. I will say probably not.
For sure. But, I mean, I've always heard weird stuff about Joss Whedon. Mm. Like the blogs are always a fire about him.
Yeah.
Like so, I was saying earlier about, like, apparently during Buffy the Vampire Slayer, he would often get mad at actors and then just write them out of the show.
Yeah.
Like out of the, like I think Nicholas Brendon, who played Xander in that, he got real buff for a movie, you know, in the off season or whatever. And he came back all buff and Joss Whedon's like, you should be fat for this. And he's like, I'm just going to stay fit for a while. And so he just got written out of the,
oh really?
Yeah. Got written out of the show. Allegedly. I don't know any details. This is from a live journal blog 15 years ago.
Yeah, right,
so I don't know if any of that's true or like they're I think, you know, one of the actors who played Anya, who's one of the characters from like the later seasons, you know, he fell out with her. And so she just, all she would do
is like disappear.
Yeah. She just kind of disappeared in the series where she would just be at like their headquarters being like, I'll do some research. She'd get like one line in the episode, but then she'd have to stick around on set.
Oh, okay. Right.
The entire week of shooting or whatever.
Yeah. That's kind of not.
And that's what I was thinking about the Steppenwolf look. It feels like maybe an animator annoyed him. And he heard the animator go, well, at least I didn't have to build a face for Steppenwolf. And Whedon's like, today you actually, are. Actually, yeah, you're going to have to build a face. That's why Steppenwolf looks like that.
Spend every goddamn spare second of this still.
But again, I don't know. Live journal blogs,
exactly. Who knows about any of this stuff? Exactly. Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at my notes here.
It's hot goss. And you know what hot goss is? It's off the dome.
It's totally off the dome. Just again, we've got a video on this, but it does have an international distribution plan. So even if you don't have HBO Max, which we don't, it'll come to your house somehow.
We're going
to
steal it.
Yeah, no, Mason, we're going to do it properly.
Huh.
Foxtel.
Ugh, no. I refuse.
I'll use a VPN. I will go internationally to get this rather than
good call.
Put any money into that fucking streaming service. I'm not much else to say about this, but pretty impressed, to be honest.
Right? Nice.
Pretty impressed. Pretty interesting. It's off
weird.
The
time. It's weird that they went, you know what, we're not going to do any of this. We're going to reshoot everything.
Yeah.
Wild stuff.
It's good for us, though, because we get two Justice League
That's
movies.
That's very true, yeah.
Do you love Aquaman?
Yeah.
At a panel.
Yeah.
They said Ocean Master's back.
Nice.
He's like, I'm the Ocean Master.
I'm slicker than ever. Look at my slick head.
He did have a
Look
slick
at me.
Head.
I'm like a dolphin.
He's like, apparently they've changed a bunch of the wire work stuff because it's quite uncomfortable to do, which I can understand. Uh-huh. It's also going to be more serious and relevant to the modern age.
Oh.
They mentioned nothing about the movie The Trench, which was a spin-off.
Oh, so starring the creatures from The Trench and from the last
movie. But also the two leads. And they didn't mention anything about Amber Heard. I don't think she appeared at all. So I don't know. It wouldn't surprise me if they recast.
She's in the...
She's
in the Snyder Cut trailer. Yeah, right.
So I don't know. Again, it's one of
we just don't know.
It's one of those things where... Well, this is different, I guess, because it's an ongoing court case.
That's true, yeah.
But I didn't expect them to address it, but I wouldn't surprise me if it gets recast.
Yes.
Yeah. This one, though, there's not much else to say about Aquaman, but it comes out December of 2022, which is your favorite time of year.
Is it?
Yeah. You love Christmas.
I don't.
Oh, no. You
don't I love Christmas episodes of things. You know this.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, though? More serious and dark and more relevant to the modern age. So, like, stop putting your garbage in the ocean. You know what I'm really mad about?
Oh, here we go.
As a kid.
Yes.
There was a lot of stuff and campaigns and like adults telling us that clean up your litter and it's your fault the world is ruined and there's so much litter. It's your fucking fault. I'm not dumping toxic wasted petrol in the ocean. That's you.
You know who,
I don't even drive a car.
You know who created all those campaigns?
Who?
Like plastic companies.
Of course they did.
You know, there's Keep America Beautiful. You probably don't, but there's an organization called Keep America Beautiful, which was founded by Coke. And like the Dixie Cup Company and like general plastic manufacturers incorporated or whatever. And they're like, because the government was like, hey, you should stop making this stuff. And they're like, what if we told everybody it was their fault we were making it?
Yeah. I felt terrible. Yeah. Like I did as a kid. They're like, you know, there's a hole in the ozone layer because of you. And I'm like, but I don't even litter. I flick my cigarette butts in the bin.
Yeah, that's right.
We all smoked in Australia in the 90s, didn't we? All of us, all the kids.
Yeah, we loved it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just mad about that.
I bet you are, yeah.
Because even, I'm not saying that you shouldn't, this is off track. People didn't come in for this.
Yeah.
But you should, like, obviously you should not litter and all of those things, but just the audacity to be like, this is on you.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stuff they don't even recycle. They just fucking dump it in a landfill.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of this
I'm well aware, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
That's off the dome.
Certainly
off the dome.
Certainly.
Anyway, Aquaman is off the dome, I guess.
He is.
Yeah.
Shazam.
Oh.
We know it's going to be called Shazam Fury of the Gods.
Do
Makes
we?
Me wonder whether there's no Caterpillar Man that they're going to go up against, whether it's going to be like all DC gods.
Oh, Mr. Mind is what his name is, I think.
So I reckon it's going to be your Black Adams and your whatever, as opposed to...
Maybe he'll face off against the Zeus that we saw in Justice League.
But there was a Zeus.
There was a Zeus.
Was that a Hercules or a Zeus? It was a Zeus, wasn't it?
Yeah, there might have been a Hercules as well.
I think it was a Zeus.
A Hercules and a Zeus.
I think it was only one of them.
Ah.
but I don't know which one. I think it was a Zeus.
It was a Zeus because he has the power of lightning, yes.
Hercules can harness the power
of
lightning.
No, he can't.
Like a Zeus.
No, he can't.
No. Black Adam, though.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We did get a teaser for that.
We got a sort of animatic situation going on there. We got a...
I don't like it.
Some sort of flash animation.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I didn't like it either. It felt like they were like, we got to do something. Well, here's the storyboards for the trailer.
Yeah.
I guess we'll put that together.
So he's going to be facing the Justice Society
of
America.
Also, I like the fact, I like the idea that the first scene of that trailer thing we got was just like a slow pan through like an Egyptian ruins or something to just The Rock. Just regular The Rock. He's just standing in some ruins like, where have you been? I've been standing in these ruins. Me, a silhouette of The Rock.
I did these ruins because I got bored. I just started smashing these ruins.
Right?
Yeah.
This was a city.
So he's 5,000 years trapped.
Yes.
And then he's out. So maybe the regular Rock is in it. He's in the street and he's wearing a t-shirt and they're like, hey, watch it, man. And he's like, ooh, because he's really Black Adam.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. So yeah, facing the Justice Society of America, Atom Smasher, Hawkman, Dr. Fate, Cyclone. So there you go. Noah Hawley is going to be Atom Smasher. And the backstory is that they gave him the powers of The Rock to see what he would do
because
he was a slave.
Uh-huh.
And then he went, I'm going to kill everybody. And they went, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. Yeah. So that's the story there. And that will be out in a million years.
Something I noted in this trailer, and I'm sure everybody else noted as well, when you see him being like,
slave.
Yeah, when he gets the Black Adam powers and then they're like, no, we're going to trap him forever, blah, 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 blah. We see an Eclipso diamond, which I've banged on about before.
Right,
there's a little sort of black purpley diamond kind of thing. And Eclipso in the comic books, and I think we've mentioned it before in some. Mm. You know what? We mentioned it when we talked about Wonder Woman trailer the first time because Pedro Pascal.
Oh, he's got a diamond.
He's got some sort of mysterious artifact that's enabling these powers that he has.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if they're teasing the big bad for this universe might be Eclipso, who is an evil being who can control people using these slivers of diamond.
But only if he wants to.
Yes. Good. But if he doesn't want to, they're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder about...
The Rock also looks smaller when he's a man. I wonder if they're going to do that where he gets...
Shrink him down.
More rock-like.
Yeah. Also, I'm wondering if... It might be like Thanos in the Marvel movies where they just sort of teased it and they saw if it worked and it did work and they're like, okay, we'll just make him the main bad guy.
And they go, Eclipso's coming and people go, who's that?
No, thank you. No, we don't want that.
No, like, I mean, who knew who Thanos was? I know people
That's
are like,
true,
oh,
yeah.
I knew who Thanos was.
Yeah,
we know you
we
knew.
Know,
but
know
we're talking
So I'm wondering if that might be like, they're like, okay, we're doing all the separate stuff. We might want to tie it together later, so let's put in some little hints and things. That also would make sense if they want to be like, okay, Black Adam is a hero because it's The Rock and they want him to be a hero, but initially he's an anti-hero, or he's evil or whatever.
If like the Scorpion King.
Exactly. If you're like, well, you want him to be, if we say he's under the influence of an Eclipso diamond in this first movie where he fights the Justice Society or whatever, then he gets a pass for later where he's like, well, I was evil, but
it was actually a diamond.
It was actually a diamond, thank you. And all the Justice Society are like, that actually makes a lot of sense.
We've all been under the influence of diamond.
Yeah, look at all their dog matching diamond dudes. We're the diamond dudes.
You know what girls are like with their diamonds
as
well, aren't they?
And they clink diamonds. Sure. And then all their wives are like, yeah, we love diamonds. We're the diamond dames.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
Diamond industry as well. Don't get me started.
Oh, my God, right?
So, good, I guess, when it comes out, I guess, if it comes out, which it will.
Who
I think
knows?
It will. Yeah. No, I like all the ideas from this that I liked what we saw of it, if that makes sense.
Yes.
And that's only because I also understand that you cannot film any of this because everything's under lockdown or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Like, I understand it. But again.
Seems like you don't understand it, though, James.
What do I understand, though, if anything? I know what's off the dome.
Oh, yeah, it's off the dome. Oh, that's
still
off the dome.
This
the
dome.
Yeah.
Do you?
It's off his bald dome.
Yes. Do you want to do. Can you close that door? I'm cold, Mason. You don't have to if you're not cold. I'll just put my jacket back on.
There we go. The dog is going to want to come in now.
Yeah, I think she's actually coming to the door right now. We know you love DC hot gossip and things off the dome, dog.
We know, dog, that things are off the dome. We get it. I know it's chilly out there. There we go. You're a good dog. All right, now go sit on your couch. Not on me. I'm not the couch.
Now we're up to.
Put your little claws in me.
Suicide Squad kill the Justice League.
Oh, yeah. Now this is off the dome.
2022.
Yes.
A continuation of the Arkhamverse for some
Apparently,
reason.
Apparently. If you say so.
That's what it said. I watched the panel.
Now I know you did. Now, but again, because this is Rocksteady.
Yes.
Creators of the Arkham games. Now, probably we have kind of spoiled Arkham Knight already, but.
Yes.
Spoilers. Double spoiler alert.
It came out like 6 years ago.
Yeah, I know. It came out a long time ago.
Mm.
the question there is, because if this is indeed a kill the Justice League game, given the events of Arkham Knight, where Batman may be dead.
But probably not.
Is Batman going to be in this? Or is this going to be the big return of Batman?
He comes down and he goes, actually, I've been influenced by a diamond and I'm a bad guy too.
No, we don't need any of that. He just swoops in and he's like, actually, and then he just slowly pulls back and disappears. Actually.
And that's all he's in?
That's it. Yeah.
Terrific. So the big reveal from this is Superman incinerates a man.
Yeah,
we wondered if
in fact it was Bizarro, maybe based on that teaser image we got, but it is not.
I thought like alternate dimension, but
yeah, it just seems like regular Batman.
They mentioned mind control, probably Brainiac, because there's a big Brainiac ship.
Definitely.
Do you think this
Or he's like, yeah, Brainiac's making me do this.
But I actually love it.
This cop gave me a parking ticket, so I'm incinerating, but I'm saying it's Brainiac making me do it.
I put Brainiac ship here. He's not even in it.
I killed him years ago.
So, but
if you look closely, that's just a regular skeleton.
So,
which Brainiac do you think it's going to be? Do you think it's going to be robot-faced Brainiac, or do you think it's going to be green-faced?
I think it's going to be green-faced Brainiac.
Yeah, right.
But a mixture. Maybe he's in a big robot suit or whatever, and you fight him at the end, and he's like, "This isn't even my final robot." And they're like, "Oh no, he's got more robots."
Yeah.
You know how these things go.
Yep.
And you fight a bunch of his minions in between rounds when you fight him in the
village. Yeah, because his shield's got to regenerate. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
You've played games before.
I've played a game or two in my life.
Here's a question for you. It's from how do you pronounce C I A R?
C I A R.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Kiar, Ciar.
Haven Frost says, one of the characters shown from both Gotham Knights and Suicide Squad kills the Justice League, who are you most excited to play as?
Boomerang.
Oh, I was going to say, Trick Boomerangs and he can teleport maybe or something.
Yeah, right.
I was going to say Deadshot because he's got that flamethrower jetpack.
Yeah.
And that's like flying is fun.
Yeah. And, well, here's the thing though, because I don't think we've gotten the full reveal of what all the characters in Gotham Knights can do. Because again, like I said, Robin got the teleport and the invisibility. What can Nightwing do?
Nothing.
The butt thing that I mentioned.
But
what can Batgirl do?
Not the butt thing.
Oh, right.
No, she does a different thing.
What about Red Hood? He's got guns.
The butt thing.
I think maybe I want to see – I'm hoping that Captain Boomerang has more novelty boomerangs.
Oh, my God. That's all
right?
we need.
That's all
in
we
this
need,
universe.
Right? Yeah. My God.
He does throw one at Superman. That's fun in the trailer. So he hits.
Oh, he does too. Yeah. And
was that someone else though? Something.
No, that's. Oh, it's King Shark throws a thing at him.
Okay,
it looks
right,
boomerang like.
Yeah.
I love the look of this. Again, it's not in game footage.
But it might be
in game footage, but it's not gameplay footage.
Well, yeah, it might be the graphics of the next gen or whatever.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But it's
probably
just a CGI render.
Yeah.
Cutscene.
But I enjoy the fact, I think I mentioned this in the videos, that they all the four characters that we get so far, do you think there'll be more characters?
Yeah, I think there'll be some DLC.
I think that they've all got an interesting way of getting about town.
Yes.
Which I think is good because obviously they're all slightly different. Harley's got the grappling hook. King Shark just sort of lumbers around Hulk style.
Yep.
Captain Boomerang is his teleport boomerang and Deadshot has a jetpack.
Yes.
Which is also a flamethrower, which is fun.
Yeah.
And you were saying this is four-player co-op,
Four-player co-op, but you can also play it by yourself, which is the dream.
What about three-player co-op and one AI guy?
Yeah, I guess.
What about...
Do you want to do every combination? Do you want to
do it? Let's here we go. Let's go. All right, here we go. No, I'm just kidding.
You cricked your neck.
What about four-player AI and you don't have to do anything?
I don't think that's possible.
Huh. That's a shame.
But is it the dream, though?
Yeah.
Because you don't want...
I remember there was a... you know, roguelike games, like those little RPG games, they're like top-down, very simple kind of like role-playing games. There was one that played itself. I remember when I was a kid, it was just like...
Did it always win?
I don't know what it did, but you could just leave your computer running and it would just play it for you.
Ah.
You gain experience and powers and spells and stuff equipment.
We had a game called Battle Chess, which was
Battle Chess.
But you could also set that to just let the computer play itself. Because I just wanted to see them battle. I don't need to see any of this chess shit.
Right?
I just want to see the knights stab each other.
Yeah. Now you don't even have to do that. You can just go on YouTube and be like Battle Chess.
Yeah,
Every combination.
Every combination, every day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 2022, I'm like, oh, boo, wish it was a bit earlier. But that firmly puts it into the next generation of consoles. There's also, they've mentioned that they're doing the bomb in the head thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Traditional, but the best, I
yes.
feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to bring this up, and I hate to bring the mood down, but there was a woman called Kim McAskill who made a video, because I don't know if you saw this. There was a bunch of allegations against Rocksteady, and you can see this video on YouTube. I'll get Collings to link it below, who's editing these. Thank you, Collings.
Thank you, Collings.
And thank you to Ben and Mitch and Matt.
Yes.
And Collings, who are editing the videos for
and
these.
And me. Well.
You're not doing anything, Mason, aww, except for bringing hot takes.
Yeah.
And we appreciate it.
Off the dome.
But so some issues came up about Rocksteady and how they treated employees, and she ended up making a video on this.
Uh-huh.
Is she
an employee, did you say?
Yes, she was. She was also a writer on this, and she was really proud of her work. And she said so many women were mistreated there, and she went around and she spoke to a bunch of them individually. And
women
I think,
specifically, okay.
Yes, right. I think before this video came out, it was like 10 of the 18 had raised complaints who worked there. And she said it wasn't everybody. It was like most of the people who worked there are great.
Right.
But her words were that there were a few bad apples. And the problem was that the company handled it really poorly.
Oh,
so, you know, it did go to HR and there was like a sort of internal thing kind of went on. But and she also said she wanted to emphasize that, like, she's not saying boycott the game.
Right.
But, you know, she's just saying that this is what happened. But Rocksteady also don't deserve a game that's going to end up being this good. So I just think, you know,
yeah, right,
it's probably worth being raised. Because yeah, I think sure. a lot of these things come with the caveat of, hey, a horrible thing actually might have happened in relation to this
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? And well, I know it's a doubter. I know it's like it's not what people come here for necessarily, uh-huh, but it's important that people sometimes are affected and get hurt by these things.
And it's a lot of the time it's like, this game looks amazing. And it's because everybody worked 22-hour days for 6 months in
that's
order
right.
to make it happen kind of thing.
And again, I'm not saying boycott. I'm not saying you have to have this in the back of your mind when you're playing this game, but I just think it's something that, you know, people should be aware of if they don't know.
And the more that people are aware of this sort of stuff, I think the less room there is for it to happen.
Yes, like, exactly.
If people
think twice if they see that these stories are coming.
Yeah,
out.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Anyway, the game itself,
off the dome, mate. Don't think about it.
Yeah.
Off the dome.
But the allegations very much on the dome.
Get. Yeah. I wish they weren't on the dome, but they right. are, aren't
They're
they?
On the
very
dome.
Much so.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
next thing.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, it's the last big reveal, The Batman.
Oh, yes.
2021, maybe.
First, we got a little logo, which was nice.
Ahead of
the fandom, I think we saw a little DC trademarked the logo. Yep.
And a Jim Lee piece of red and black art.
Yes.
And he said, what do you think? And we said, pretty good,
pretty
Jim
Pretty good,
Lee.
We said, yeah.
Jim Lee, you're good at art, we said.
Right.
Can you close that door again?
Yes.
The dog's gone, I think, for real.
For good?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, Mason.
All right.
One of the things, we did a video, so again, people know. We've said it enough. But what I came across this Reddit post yesterday that said, and it's from 10 years ago, it says, what if in 10 years' time, Robert Pattinson is what Leonardo DiCaprio is now. And people are like, get fucked. No right. way. But he's literally doing like a Christopher Nolan film.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
And now he's Batman and everyone loves him or whatever. I think it's great. Good on him, man. I think he's awesome. So, yeah, good. It's that's funny to me that like 10 years ago, like not the sparkle guy, boo.
Yeah, whatever. Right. Exactly. You know? Yeah.
So
he really is his character in Twilight. That's who he is, because that's how movies work, is you are the character.
Yeah. So 25% of this is shot.
Yeah.
It's set in year two of his Batmaning
career. He's in with the police enough that they will let him investigate a crime scene.
That's right.
They will give him funny looks as he walks in.
They'll be like,
why? Because of the weird suit.
Yeah, the weird suit
he's wearing.
And he's hitting too many people.
As I said on the video, in the initial, the first couple of seconds of the video, the trailer, you can just hear duct tape ripping, and it turns out it's some sort of serial killer or madman.
Yeah.
But I assumed it was going to be a Bruce Wayne duct taping his suit together.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks, it's got kind of that vibe.
Oh, totally.
It's
totally
more high tech
does.
Than that, but it's...
Yeah, well, because they mentioned how his suit is something that's like, it's a work in progress. So you see it's kind of, and you see a bit of it, but it's like a bit slapdash.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like he's kind of like, oh, you know, actually I need to fix these gauntlets. So actually, you know what? I need a gun. I'm going to carry a gun.
That's right, yeah.
Because these people keep attacking me.
And somebody's like, this looks a little bit slapdash. And he's like, I'll give you slapdash. Slap. And now I do the dash.
Exactly.
Speaking of
grapple gun.
Look, I think what this trailer has given people, I think what they need
hope.
Hope. It's hope. This bloody world. Am I right? Oh God. It's given people an idea of what the movie's going to be. It's a detective story again. Like, you know, we show this element of Batman being able to go in with the police and investigate, which is an interesting element that we haven't really had in many of the previous other movies. He's often skulking about.
Yep.
He's in the shadows. He's waiting for the police tape to be put down so he can cut it off.
It's more like The Dark Knight, where they were like, look at this crime scene.
It's more like the 60s Batman.
Yes, where they're like, look at this crime scene. He's like, don't mind if I do.
Yeah, what do you think, Chief O'Hara? And Chief O'Hara's like, gosh and be gore, I don't know.
I don't literally know anything, Batman.
I'm the dumbest man alive. How do they give me this job? I'm the police chief. I'm not even just a regular policeman. I'm the chief.
Yeah, how did it happen?
Not even from here.
Maybe he was one of the best.
Maybe.
And then he just got a
Maybe he's really brutal.
Maybe he is.
Yeah.
Maybe he's corrupt.
Maybe he's shown to beat up his own kind, the Irish, and they're like, good, we like this.
Yeah.
But I was going to say the other thing that I think certain people need to be shown from this trailer is he's good at beating people up.
Oh, he's so
because
good at
speaking of the
up.
Idea of like, oh, yeah. Imagine Robert Pattinson, Twilight Sparkly Man, you need a strong showing of he will beat up a man until he's completely 100% beaten up, and then you need to beat him up significant percentage points more just to show that you mean business.
We're sitting about 125% beat up.
We're about 100%, 125, 130% beat up. Yeah,
good.
Because he gets that guy on the ground and then he just hits him more times.
Well, that's to make sure that the guy doesn't get up.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's for the audience of,
I suspect.
Of other thugs who were there in that scene, but also for the audience who are like, this guy ain't so tough.
Yeah.
But you got to show him he's fast.
Yeah.
He's brutal. Mm. It's what you want. It's off the dome.
Yeah, it's off the dome. And I think also you need to, like, there is often that transition for certain actors. I know, like, Matt Damon had done some minor action stuff before
Born Identity.
But then there was, and like, Leonardo DiCaprio was suddenly, you know, he's doing Blood Diamond and stuff. People are like, this guy's legit, actually. I didn't realize that. I saw him Titanic. I thought that was his character, and he died in it.
Right, yeah, I was like, "How's he come back from the dead for this?"
I thought that was 100 years ago as well. Maybe it's his dad or something. I don't know. Paul Dano, apparently, his version of the Riddler will blow people's minds.
Nice,
Big question mark hat.
Yes, that's right.
I don't think they're gonna do it. I don't think they're gonna do it, Mason. Mm. But there is some question marks in this, isn't there?
How do you think we don't really see any costumes besides Batman's.
No.
What do you think the Riddler's costume is gonna look like?
A dirty suit.
Yeah, dirty suit. Exactly, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Leaning heavily more towards Nolan-related stuff. Yeah.
Well, he did say that this is, like, of the villains that are in here, including, like, Catwoman, I guess, Carmine Falcone, played by John Turturro, the Penguin, which might be in the trailer.
Well, I think, and we mentioned this in the video, I think there's a sort of a round-faced man. Mm. I don't recognise him as any other actor.
Ruddy as the day is long,
and you don't – I looked up, like, pictures of the cast just so I could be like, oh, is he a mobster or whatever? Yeah. Like, who's playing this guy? And I couldn't see him, so I think that's Colin Farrell in very heavy makeup.
That's right.
And prosthetics, because there is a point where he's fleeing in a car and he's like, that man's crazy, this guy's crazy, what's going on? And it sounded Colin Farrell-esque to me.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. I don't disagree with you, but of course, if it's wrong, people will tell us. People assume that we didn't hear that news, and then they'll tell. Not people who listen, it's more YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
So what else we got here, Mason? So they're emerging, these villains, and they're becoming, like, more comic booky. But it's essentially, it seems like, maybe a mix of, like, Hush and The Long Halloween, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, in this universe, do you think that the villains are emerging in response to Batman, or Batman's emerging in response to the villains?
I think it's a combination. I think they're feeding off each other. They're seeing each other, and they're like, actually, I can push this a little
bit further. Do you think they're both, like, Batman and the Riddler go into a room, and they're both, like, at the same time, they're like, you're a dark reflection of myself. And then they're both like, jinx. Oh, my God. Oh, I have a dark reflection of you. Oh, my God.
The dog's back.
Dog is back. Now sit on your chair, dog.
Dog, get up on your chair.
You've got your own luxurious chair. You should sit on it.
The couch is as big as a ruddy-faced penguin.
That's right.
You can sit on it.
Yes.
So the other thing that was mentioned in this is that Terrence Winter, who worked on Boardwalk Empire and The Wolf of Wall Street, he's a writer, producer, and such.
Yes.
He's going to be show running and writing the Gotham PD series.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a deeper look into the corrupt police department. It's set in the year one of Batman.
Okay, so prior to this movie, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds exciting. It sounds a little bit like Gotham.
Yes.
Which some people like and some people don't. It just immediately just brought to mind. Brought to mind, like, The Office webisodes. It's just minor characters just going on fun little side adventures.
I think it's a little more, I think they're going to be using more CGI.
More CGI than that. Okay,
yeah,
sure.
So, yeah. And they're going to introduce like new characters, and it's about, in particular, it's about the Battle of the Soul of Gotham, and it focuses on, I think they said, one specific corrupt cop that's kind of makes some choices.
Oh, Harvey Bullock?
Maybe it's a Jim.
Sandra Bullock.
But maybe it's Jim Gordon.
From Mr. Congeniality. Could they're bringing be. Her in.
Could be.
Yeah, she's
never been corrupt, though. I think you're misremembering those movies.
I think she's been fighting crime for a long time now, and that kind of gets at you.
I guess it does. In
just constantly
time.
Showing up at beauty pageants, having to act against your true nature.
Got to wax your mustache off.
Exactly.
Right. I understand that. But I wonder whether it's Jim Gordon. I wonder where Jim Gordon. Because Jim Gordon has. Because we recently looked at Batman Year One for the Buick Club.
Yeah, that's right.
On Big Sandwich. Jim Gordon, he's not a great bloke. And there's kind of. And there's implications that he's maybe done some shady stuff in the past, uh-huh. and this is his fresh start.
Yeah.
So I do wonder that. But yeah, we'll see.
Jeffrey Wright's going to have a busy year. He's still in Westworld, I think. And
who knows?
And he's going to be doing this and a movie.
He's probably, yeah.
He's in bloody No Time to Die, probably.
I think that's they already filmed that. So he doesn't have to redo it.
No, he's going to have to. They're going to make him do it again.
Not good enough, Jeffrey.
That's right.
Coming back in. Mm-hmm. I got this question from Neon Taster on Twitter. Here you go. Mm-hmm. I think we sort of touched upon this in the video, but do you think this movie will end up having anything supernatural in it? The trailers make it feel like they won't, but maybe this is that's a misdirect. What do you think? Do you think we're going to get a man bat swooping in being like, ha, I'm a big bat. Ha, I'm a reflection of you. And Batman's like, jinx.
Yeah, nice.
What do you think?
And then man bat throws down a Coke because that's the rule. The only way you can get out of a jinx.
It's true.
Yeah. I would hope, yeah, because I kind of want that. I want not cosmic level bad guy stuff, not like, you know,
yeah.
I don't know if I want magic. I want maybe the level of the Arkham games. We harp on about it, but you know, there's room for,
but
like,
those kind of ramp up quite a lot.
Yeah, I know, but like there's room for, like, you know, Man-Bat kind of misfits of science.
Yeah.
There's room for a Mr. Freeze.
Yes.
There's room for, like, you know, a bowler hat with a spinny disc on it and they can hypnotize you.
Yeah, sure.
I like that kind of level where it's not.
I wonder if they go more like the level of Hush where you've got a poison ivy who can control plants, but it's not like intergalactic lasers and shit.
Yeah, right. I think that would be good.
Yeah.
Is that a level we've seen? I mean, I guess we've got like Batman and Robin, but not ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's no such thing.
Yeah. Just a creeping kind of horror element to it, like a Cthulhu kind of vibe.
Oh, it's definitely got that vibe. It's funny you should mention that because this is filmed a lot of it in Liverpool. So they mentioned specifically how they've kind of got their own version of Times Square, but if you just film in Times Square, it's like, well, that's New York, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. They want it to be an American city, but not like any other American city. So the only way to do that is not film in America.
Exactly. So they got this kind of classic Gothic architecture that exists in real life. And then they supplement that with like CGI buildings in the background to give it that looming kind of Gotham feel.
Yes.
Which is good because I think all these different movies, despite, you know, what you think of them, the Batman movies, they each do have a distinct look and feel, you know? So I think that this is, you know, going for something else as well, which I really appreciate.
It doesn't look as if it's gone. I mean, not yet. It doesn't look like it's gone as far as like Burton Batman with the kind of the terrifying architecture, you know, the weird kind of Art Deco.
Everything's got a gargoyle on it.
Everything's got a gargoyle on it. Everything's a giant man holding a hammer that says judgment. That's just the front gate, the entrance to Gotham City is just two men with big hammers.
Yeah, that's like, right, yeah. One's got a big crack through it.
One says judgment and one says poverty. Gotham Bridge.
Yeah. Another influence is in terms of film.
Yeah.
Chinatown, The French Connection,
uh-huh.
Taxi Driver, and they haven't written this, but presumably Joker.
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah.
The most influential film ever made.
That's right.
So that doesn't surprise me that's the kind of vibe that they're going for in this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know. I look... It looks great. Like, honestly, I think it was my favorite thing from all of this.
Yeah, maybe mine too, yeah.
I love the eye makeup. They keep it there. It's the realest thing you've ever seen.
Yep.
There's a couple of Joker boys.
That's right.
A good gang of Joker boys.
They're just some lost boys looking for some direction, you know?
What do they get?
Maybe they could become education boys.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Very true.
Instead of putting some bloody Joker joy buzzers in front of them, maybe a book of poetry
and it's
from Yeats.
Oh, beautiful.
Right?
I love it.
Thank you.
But is it also a Cthulhu nightmare, maybe?
Yeah, there's also that. Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Terrific. So, yeah, look, again, a bunch, not everything here got a trailer, but this is, and I know it's like, well, look, it's another Batman movie and whatever, but it does feel like it's got a very specific vibe. I like the cast. I like the look of it. And if it's bad, they'll just make another one. So
they'll keep making it forever, Mason. For all eternity.
They'll never stop, and that's fine with me.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. So surprising again that it's only filmed like 25% of it.
Because it looks like there's enough plot to string a trailer on. So
I think also, as mentioned, though, I think the suit looks great. Mm-hmm. Like, really.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Again, thinner than the. But he doesn't always have to be the broadside of a barn, you know?
No,
what I mean?
He's not always. Yeah.
That's right.
And also, he's younger. You
yeah,
know?
For sure.
He's bulking.
That's right. And
eggs.
That's off the dome.
It's totally. This one is off the dome.
It's absolutely off the dome.
Yeah. Is that everything? I think we covered everything now.
We covered everything that's
not
ever
everything.
Been.
There's other announcements and whatever. Sure, but this was everything. There's some comic stuff and whatever, but let me just have a quick look-see.
All right, do it.
Titans Season 3 to introduce Red Hood.
Okay, great.
There
Love
you
it.
Go. What else we got here?
Wait, does that mean that I can't
Static Shock confirms that a live-action movie is in the works. Oh, wow.
Mm.
I completely missed that. That's cool. Static Shock. What else we got here? I think that's about the extent of it.
That sounds really good. I would love to see a Hardware cameo in that. Hardware's like the Milestone Iron Man.
Oh, Milestone Iron Man.
That's real cool.
Mm. Cool. All right, great. Anything else? Or is that all do it?
That's the whole thing, I think.
Do you know what it's time for?
Is it time for what we're reading?
What we're going to read.
That's right.
It is actually time for that.
Nice.
You mention it. I'm doing the thing. Westworld.
Nice.
Mason, what are you Westworlding?
I'm going to watch this week a couple of things. I'm going to give it a whirl.
Yes.
Speaking of Robert Battenbatt.
Yes.
Before he was Robert Battenbatt and merely Robert Pattinson.
Mm.
I'm sure I'm pronouncing that correctly. He was in a movie from 2017 by the Safdie brothers called Good Time.
What is that? That's the one where his brother and him are.
Yeah, it's a bank robbery. It's like a bank robbery heist style movie.
I've heard that's really good.
I've heard it's very good as well. And the Safdie brothers, people would know as they directed Uncut Gems.
Yeah.
One of the most harrowing, cringe, awkward movies of all time, I think.
Yeah, I love it.
But it's a good movie. But it's on Netflix, and I decided I'm going to track that down.
Great. Okay.
I mean, it wasn't difficult because it's on Netflix.
Yes. I've been looking at this and been like, I should watch that. But then I'm like, oh, but it looks so.
Let's both watch it and reconvene here.
No, I will talk about Unsuggestible, my more serious but less successful podcast.
Okay, you can do that.
No, I will. I'll watch it. I'll watch it this week.
Also, something recommended to me this week, which I would like to track down. I think it might be on Shudder, which is the horror movie.
I like that app.
Somebody recommended to me another movie from 2017 called One Cut of the Dead, which is a Japanese horror movie, which apparently cost $25,000 to make, and then it made like millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Cool.
It's a movie set on an island. A film crew attempts to make a zombie movie, but then a real zombie attack happens during the zombie movie.
2017.
So yeah. I'm going to track that down. I might get my free trial to Shudder and see if it's on there.
There you go. It might be. So the budget was $3
million. 3
million sorry, 3 million yen. Yeah, you're right. And it made like 31 million worldwide. Oh, good on him, man. That's great.
Yeah.
Check that out.
Somebody I know who's a big horror aficionado was like, he saw it this year and it's like his favorite movie he's seen this year. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you know what I've been watching?
What's three that?
Episodes of Star Trek Lower Decks.
Oh, you have?
Which is Rick and Morty, but Star Trek or whatever. Nice. Which is, it's sort of the vibe.
Yes.
It's not. People don't love it. They're like, yeah, it's all right or whatever. But it's. I think I also started to watch Hoops on Netflix. You know, okay. That Jake Johnson basketball coach thing. And I'm like, I fucking hate this.
Oh, really?
And apparently,
why? Because of Jake Johnson?
I like Jake Johnson a lot, and I appreciate when people say I look like him because you know he's a Hollywood handsome man.
I understand.
And I'm just a regular handsome man. You know what I mean? There's that real disconnect there. There's some real cognitive dissonance, don't you think, Mason? He's putting on his fedora. I don't know. And then I started to watch this and I'm like, I actually quite like this. It's more Star Trek than Picard because it is like, it's a crew and you get to know all the characters and whatever. And they go on little adventures and there's throwbacks to like characters and races and planets.
Is it set on the Enterprise? Where is it
set?
No,
it's set on like, it's almost like the B squad. So they do have like all the characters that you would see on an Enterprise, but they're all kind
charismatic
of
captain.
Yeah, but they're not. They kind of also hate that they're not the Enterprise.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
So each you know, it's you get the sense that each ship has its own kind of like vibe and heroes and
Yeah. Okay.
But
is it more the Orville than Picard?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it funnier than the Orville?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Okay, right.
I like the two leads in it. I think it's also an interesting perspective. I think if you don't like a new Trek, Yep. I think it might. I'd be interested to know what people think of this.
I see.
Because I think it's closer to Star Trek The Next Generation than probably a bunch of the other stuff that's been going on. Yeah, so there you go. That's where I'm at.
Very nice.
Anything else?
That's a lot this week, yeah.
Wow, what a time to be alive. Don't you think?
Yes. Off the dump.
Bad, it's bad. It's a bad time.
That's mostly good, I think.
Is it?
We'll get into it. We've got some letters about it, so maybe we should do some letters.
Well, then you're going to do the letters theme.
I'll do the letters theme.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away.
And now they're here right now. We're going to do letters.
If you do want to reach the show, hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter or WeeklyPlanetPod@gmail.com.
That's absolutely correct.
What have you got in terms of letters this week, Marcy?
Well, last week we asked people to email in if they were doing all right or not all right. So we got some responses across the old spectrum.
And everybody said they were all right?
A lot of people are all right. Some people are doing all right. Some people are getting there, I think.
I understand.
Let's see. This one is from Miguel. And it says, I haven't been all right, but every day gets a little better.
That's good.
Hey, boys, these past few weeks have been a bit tough for me. My grandfather passed away suddenly of a heart attack.
Oh, boo.
I started my 6th year of college, and now I have to share my birthday with DC fandom. Arguably the biggest tragedy here. That's true, because all your friends and family would be like, I'm busy.
We need to know what is or is not off the dome.
No, exactly right. And then people, you'd be at your house, you'd be like, happy birthday to me. And somebody would be like, that's off the dome, and you'd know they weren't talking about you. But anyway, I've been listening to the pod since episode 5, and whenever I'm down in the dumps, you boys are always there to make sure my week starts off on the right foot and guarantee that I don't lose my mind and abandon my life to become a hermit in the rainforest.
You can still do that.
Well, I mean, you can totally do that. I mean, yeah. I mean, bloody podcast still work in the rainforest, don't I?
Oh-ho!
Hey! Keep up the good work and stay sane, boys. We'll try.
No. I'm sorry, yeah. Grandpa.
That's I know. It's tough business out there, you know? But I'm glad you're on the mend.
Yes, me too.
A couple of PSs. Can I be the official number one Puerto Rican of the podcast?
Number one?
I think so.
I wanted it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But no, he claimed it.
No, you can't have it.
No, but I wanted it. I wanted it, though.
Okay.
Can you at least acknowledge that
I wanted
it?
Can you say, and he's given us a phrase
you can do this.
And it says, which means, hell yeah, they arrested Tata, a corrupt politician who stole over $100,000 in public funds. Now, I'm assuming that's what this says. He says, Oepa. A restaurant a Tata.
As the number one Puerto Rican formerly.
Yes.
That's pretty close.
Pretty dead on, I thought so. P.S. Listen to 25 Days with Adam Knox, Pete Jones and Luca Muller in their daily podcast directly from the 2020 Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Oh, yeah. I have been listening to it. Yeah, yeah.
Last year, friends of the show, Adam, Pete and
Adam
Luca,
Knox, people might know from Filthy Casuals.
And the Spooky Podcast. Mm. Last year they did a podcast called 25 Days where they recounted their various adventures in the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. They're doing it again this year, despite there being no Edinburgh Fringe Festival and them all being in Melbourne. So you should give that a listen. I think
it's
fun. Yeah,
it's awesome.
Mm. Here's a couple more. Here's a couple more emails. This is from Walter Marion. I am doing all right. Just wanted to say thank you. You guys are keeping me company in the midst of my 2-week quarantine in New York before I start my college career studying acting at Pace University. I've been listening for a while now, and you're joining enthusiasm for all things movies, comics, and TV shows. Fill me with so much joy. Take care and keep on keeping on. That's from Walter.
You keep on keeping on with your acting. That's great.
That's right.
Bloody get out there.
Yes.
Mm. I've got a letter here. Do you have any predictions for Patterson's performance? This is from Step Kick King. Personally, I think judging by his previous works and the teaser, he has a strong potential to be one of the greatest Batmans we've ever seen. I don't dislike any of the Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's obviously like some I prefer more than others, but I think they all do a pretty decent job. And I think, definitely. This could definitely be up there for me. What about you?
I think he could be one of the greats.
Yeah.
He's
I'm sure I also get like influenced by like the new one. I'm like, oh, this is the best one because it's the one I saw last.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I give the man a chance, I think. He's a good actor in things, presumably in the movie Good Time.
I heard he's bad in it.
No,
that's what they said.
That's a shame for me.
What's next, Mason?
This is from Nick Whitaker. I'm doing all right. I'm not doing all right. Choose your own adventure.
Here we go.
Hey, guys, I wanted to let you know that I'm doing all right, but I'm also not doing all right, depending on how you look at it. I'll get to the not doing all right part first. I got COVID while traveling for work and lost my sense of taste and smell for a week, which is not fun. Couldn't taste those big sandwiches. Also, I had to isolate for 2 weeks, and my girlfriend had to push off moving into my apartment by a week. That's bad.
That is bad.
The loss of taste and smell was my worst symptom, and even though my job is still making me travel, I'm lucky to still have a job and have been able to pay off $10,000 in student loans this year. So in that sense,
holy
I'm doing
hell.
All right.
That's
I know,
great.
Good work, yeah. Thanks for the podcast and YouTube videos, which keep me entertained during my isolation. I hope you're both doing all right. That's Nick from Kansas City.
I'm glad he didn't die from the virus.
Me too.
That's great. That is good news. I think overall, very positive stuff happening there.
I'm going to do one more.
Okay.
Good one. This is from Ben Stark. Hey there, you champs, he says. That's us, James. We're a couple of champs.
I think he was talking to me.
I just wanted to shoot you a thank you because I've recently been smacked with a pretty nasty concussion and I'm not allowed to look at screens, read, listen to music, or listen to audiobooks, but the doctor never said podcasts because it was probably implied. But we utter hell sitting in my dark room 24/7 without your cheerful voices joining me, so I've put aside my long-term health and keep binging your episodes. It's pretty nice having short-term memory loss as well because I can listen to the same one 5 times and still enjoy it just as much. I think I've gotten through 50 episodes this week and I just keep going back through more. Really appreciate the laughs and hope your lockdown is going as smooth as possible. Your bud from New Zealand, Ben.
Well, Ben, I hope you enjoyed the same episode 50 times, yeah, which is no doubt what really happened.
Mm-hmm.
How did you type that? How did he type that?
Good question. Maybe on a typewriter. Maybe he dictated it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, let us know.
To a very unsuspecting person in the room who was like, you're not listening to any podcasts, are you? And he's like, nope. Anyway, dictate this letter where I explain how many podcasts I've been listening to. I hope you get out of that concussion. Let us know when you recover from that.
Yes.
If you could, because otherwise we'll assume you're dead.
We got a bunch of letters about people being up and down. We do, like, this will pass like all things.
That's right.
What I found for life is, here's my life experience. Ready? This is it.
Yep.
Sometimes things are really bad and then they get better. And when they're really good, you're like, this is pretty good, but any second now. And then something bad happens and you're like, I knew it.
You're
like, but don't worry, because then something good will happen.
That's
essentially how it is.
Wow.
But who knows how long the periods of time on any of those things are. Who's to say?
Who's to say, you know?
This is from Samuel says, what announcement were you most surprised by? I don't know if I was surprised by anything in particular. I guess that Static Shock thing.
Yeah, blew your mind.
Because there's nothing that came out that I didn't think we would get.
Yeah, they kind of told us, they kind of spilled it all in advance.
It was supposed to be like a surprise panel or something, which I didn't
know. And it's happening right now. I think it's the Batman working with the police thing.
Oh, like, yeah.
That was a little turn there because, again, that's something that's in the comic books a lot.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of, you know, Batman shows up and people are like, oh, is the Batman? He's there. Is the Batman?
What's he doing here?
In the movies, it never does. In the movies, if Batman shows up, people pull guns and start shooting at him immediately. So
that's true. Nice. Well, that's what happened to him in Batman v Superman. Yeah.
It is.
This is from 12 Crows in a Trench Coat.
Oh,
that's
yes.
not enough. Since quarantine.
Crows are bigger than you'd think.
Yeah, but 12?
Yep.
If two of them are the hands, that's two out of the way already.
Oh, I see, right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and two for the feet?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
That's
yeah.
four in
yeah,
total.
Right.
That means eight crows to fill out the rest of the trench coat, including one of them posing as the head and face.
That's true.
Since quarantine started, what are some media habits you've picked up? More comics, books, less social media, etc. I think I've done more audiobooks, but I get stuck on the Reddit app now. I shouldn't have downloaded that fucking Reddit app. I look at it and I'm like, and I'm subscribed to ones of like, it's like relationship advice and like, and someone like,
what?
My partner's awful and they want to move out and they hate me. What should I do? Whatever.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
And everyone's like, leave them, idiot.
Yeah. Well, I've decided to stay with them for the next 5 years.
No, Reddit's good though.
It's
because every time you open it, it's new, but it's a
nightmare.
That's
true. Probably comic books. I'm back on them.
Back on that band.
Yeah, that's right.
Baby.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of. I've got a list that I'm slowly churning my way through. So
very good.
Yes.
Here's something for you, Mason. It's
okay.
Nick Martin says, "How do you think Marvel will respond to this? Their presence at Comic Con was pretty lackluster. I would say by design, their presence at Comic Con was lackluster.
Yeah, that's true.
I think when this is all over, I think they're going to do like a big showcase thing like they've done before, like upcoming, and it might be like a D23 or it might be a specific Marvel thing, but I think that's what they'll do again.
I think they'll call it Marvel Fan Bowl because it's the opposite of a dome.
Yeah, the opposite.
Yeah, like
then you put them together and they're all, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A bowl and a dome.
They own all the media
sphere.
In the world. Yeah, and it's really cool.
Cool. This is from The Best on the Planet, and if you could read this in Tom Holland's voice, please and thank you. This is more of a you thing, but I guess I'll give it a go. This is a review. I'm up to reviews, Mason.
Oh, my goodness.
I accidentally slipped into reviews.
You goose.
That was my last letter.
Okay, cool. Well, that's the whole show then, I reckon.
It is.
Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. Hope everybody's doing all right or not all right. If you are doing all right or not all right, email in, let us know.
Let us know.
If you're doing all right or if you're doing not all right in a funny way. That's what
we
appreciate.
Fun, so yeah.
You can get a hold of us at weeklyplanetpod@gmail, at Facebook, at Twitter, at Bandcamp.
Yes.
Let's see. You can also go to the planetbroadcasting.com. You can sign up to the weekly Planet Broadcasting newsletter. And you can look at all the podcasts on the Weekly Planet Broadcast Network.
Is it the Hawkeye one? Was it the Book Club this week?
Oh, it might be.
Big Sandwich?
We'll talk about that.
Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's quite all right.
I just pumped in my head.
It might be. If you want to get a hold of James or myself, I'm Wikipedia Brown on Twitter and Nick Maseu, NickMaseu on Instagram. James, you're Mr. Sunday Movies Everywhere.
I certainly am.
You can also follow the great Rob Collings. He's at Raw Collings on Twitter, and also he is at The Weekly Planet on Twitter.
He'll never stop.
If you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. If you want to chuck in a buck, we have an Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. If you want to buy your groceries through Amazon, get some stuff delivered to your home while you're self-isolating, we would appreciate that too. Why not do it through our link?
Why not?
You can also sign up to bigsandwich.co. As James mentioned, we've got all sorts of bonus podcasts out there. We got this covered, and the Big Sandwich Classic Comic Book Club.
Yes.
Last time we talked about Batman Year One, and this time around we talked about Hawkeye's My Life is a Weapon by Matt Fraction and David Aja.
And that's coming out, maybe. It'll be if it's this week, which I think it is.
We didn't do recommendations because last time around we talked about some Frank Miller recommendations, I think. If you like Hawkeye My Life is a Weapon, you should also read Immortal Iron Fist.
Yes.
Because they also did that. They were the same writing and art team on that.
What about Matt Fraction's run also on Daredevil?
Yeah, all those.
Different teams.
Anyway, I've done all that stuff this week.
What about some reviews, Mason?
Oh, you've got a review, James? Oh, thank you for supporting the show. I should have mentioned that. Thank you for listening, everybody. Tell your friend.
Do it in app.
Yeah.
This is from the Mukalua.
Mukalua?
This is the bloody best podcast on the planet. These are some of the cheekiest blokes I listen to on me telly. Anyway, keep up the great work. And James was all right. Was right again. It was easy to review in app. There you go.
Wow. Now can you do that review again in your Tom Holland voice, James, and not your regular voice?
Mason, I stayed up all night. Come on, man. That's all right. You know I did. You know I stayed up all night to get that ready.
Yeah, that's true.
I got another quick review.
Oh, yes, please do.
Gooey Dewey says, great podcast.
Gooey Dewey.
Yeah.
I love it.
I used to travel a lot for work. These two are always along the ride with me. And he says that you're what I Westworlded, as in red.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, thank you.
Well, those are good reviews. James.
Yes.
If you would like to buy some t-shirts, you can get them at tpublic.com. You just search for The Weekly Planet.
I can't buy a t-shirt with my own logo on it.
That's true.
It's a bit gauche.
It's very gauche, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, other people could, though.
Yeah, definitely.
That's mostly for the listeners, I think.
Yeah.
Also, thank you to The Brute and The Basilisk and Rackham for all our musical themes. They're wonderful every week.
They certainly are.
And that's the whole show, I reckon. Next week, what are we talking about?
Bill and Ted,
that's right.
Maybe another thing.
Bill and Ted and other things.
Yeah. That's a big reveal because – why is it a big reveal? Because it's a streaming thing that's coming. It's a movie or whatever.
That's right.
Prediction. Mm-hmm. It'll be fine.
Yes.
What do you think?
I think it'll also be fine.
Well,
I think there'll be some good moments. I think there'll be some good solid jokes in it.
Good.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. We really appreciate it.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.